Blog Talk Radio.
And we're going to get going, so let's party on.
more, I'll see you no more. Don't come around here no more. Where the hell is that king for?
Hey!
Don't come around here no more.
Give it up! Stop!
Yeah! keeper. I'm not a loser and I ain't no weeper.
Mental health is going on around this country today. Man, it's been going on quite some time, ever since the the regime change kind of deal. But there, the deal that has came out in the Supreme Court now, the shit they've turned and flipped, and they had to fuck with shit that should have never been fucked with in the first place, but they did. And that's cool. I'm glad they did. I just hey man, why was it ever put in those positions that it was? All the topics. So, the First Amendment, the gay rights deal, all the, white, black colleges, and now they're crying. Now they're throwing a fucking bitch fit. Yada, 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 yada. Well, the Constitution was wrote for a fucking reason. That is to protect you. Those that don't get it. You are going against it, and they don't seem to understand they are. They have been brainwashed to believe bullshit. Anyway, what time this is. We're going to start playing the clips and that shit. We're going through this, blah, blah, blah. But the point is, what can you say? The Supreme Court said it, and that's it. It's law now. So, it was law before, and they had to bring it back. So, there you go. We live in fucking bizarro world anyway. I guarantee that. I've said it many times on the show. We live in fucking bizarro world. We don't live in reality no more. We live in this fucking fictional world that don't fucking exist nowhere. And it's all around us. They can do whatever they want to fucking do. But you can't do shit. And they can't put their finger up your ass enough and deep enough to fucking control you the way they want it. They're trying to. Like that Fed Now that starts here in another day. Matter of fact, in another fucking day, here we go. You know, what is the end of the month tomorrow? Ain't tomorrow the first of the fucking month? July. That's what they were targeting, you know. That's exactly what they were targeting. So you can't tell me nothing different. But so that is the world we live in. Whether you accept it or not, you see it. The economy's fucked. They did that. All these things you see, people did this. And you want to talk about fucking money? Money comes out of thin fucking air. The Federal Reserve is actually the controller, president, the fucking sultan, and all in one package fucking deal. And nobody fucking thinks it. Nobody even fucking knows it. They sit back quiet as a motherfucker, and never anybody can figure it out. But who controls the money controls the people. That's what they do. Anyway, let's flip some clips, get the show started. Like I said, it's Friday night. Let's rock this motherfucker. But anyway, here we go. This is the first one. You're going to... Anyway, we're going to go through a lot of clips, so check it out.
All right, two major rulings in the Supreme Court on its final day before summer recess. The decisions dealt a blow to the president's student loan forgiveness program, as well as LGBTQ protections. So we start with the case that pitted gay rights against a Colorado web designer's claims of free speech and religious freedom. The justices ruled 6-3 in favor of Lori Smith, who sued over the state's anti-discrimination law. She did not want to create websites for same-sex weddings. Justice Neil Gorsuch wrote for the community and the majority, saying First Amendment protections, saying the First Amendment envisions the United States as a rich and complex place where all persons are free to think and speak as they wish, not as the government demands. In her dissent, Justice Sonia Sotomayor wrote, for the first time in its history, the court grants a business open to the public a constitutional right to refuse to serve members of a protected class. Now, critics worry that could open up the door to widespread discrimination. So Kenny Choi is in the studio with us today, and he's been getting reaction from the potential impact.
Julia, that's right. LGBTQ advocates say that this ruling undermines non-discrimination laws that took so long to establish. It's a fact-specific case, as one law professor told me today, but there are concerns for marginalized groups who feel like they're being treated like second-class citizens. On the last day celebrating Pride, the LGBTQ community faces the reality of the Supreme Court decision it says will embolden efforts to chip away at decades of fighting for equality.
It's incredibly disappointing that the Supreme Court decided for the first time ever to undermine non-discrimination laws.
Sarah Warbelow and the Human Rights Campaign say more than 500 anti-LGBTQ bills have been introduced in 41 states this year alone, and that the community is living in a state of emergency.
And we know that there are actors who are out there who want to strip LGBTQ people of all of our rights, including the ability to marry. And that's why we continue to be vigilant.
Lori Smith, the web designer at the center of the case, has said she happily serves LGBTQ customers who seek other kinds of websites, but not for gay weddings.
It's a hard case for the 21st century, and it's just going to get harder.
Rory Little teaches constitutional law at UC Law San Francisco.
This decision is really a very fact-specific decision, but it creates a zone of immunity for people in the commercial sector to be able to discriminate.
The ruling suggests artists, photographers, and writers are among those who can refuse to offer what the court called expressive services if doing so goes against their beliefs.
It's a hard case because we do think some people online should have the First Amendment right to express themselves. The question is, when you're selling to the public, you're selling a product to the public, can you refuse to sell that product based on discriminations that we think legally should be inappropriate?
All right, so we do know that the LGBT community is worried about the ramifications, the bigger picture, especially when it comes to same-sex marriage laws. What did you hear on that?
Yeah, so this is their biggest concern. Legal scholars emphasize that this ruling has absolutely no bearing on same-sex marriage laws. But when you talk to the LGBT community, they say that groups looking to take cases like this one that we saw in Colorado all the way to the Supreme Court will undoubtedly try to weaken established laws like same-sex marriage in the future.
So there goes your first one. So, you know, but, you know, really, I guess I can just give my opinion on that fact. I mean, one, I'm not gay, okay? And I have nothing against gay people. That's what you want to do? Knock yourself out. I believe in free will. I do. I believe in free will. Do whatever you want to do as long as you don't hurt nobody else. But it has came to such a blown out, proportionate thing to where children are in it now. They're pushing this indoctrination into children in grade schools. They can't even make the fucking decision for anything. So that's where I do have a problem with that part of it, okay? But, you know, the other thing is in the relativity factor of this all, that nature is the fucking king. Nature is nature. You can't fuck with it. It ain't going to let you. It'll let you do play with it. It ain't going to let you fuck with it. It ain't going to happen. Nature's nature. You are born what you're born. You're designed the way you're designed. There's no changing that. If you want to, go ahead. Like I said, there's no fucking saying no. You know, I mean, I'm not going to say that. You can do whatever you want in this world. I mean, as long as you don't hurt nobody, damage anything, or commit any act of fraud, you're all right. You can get along with everybody. But everybody wants to be center stage. They all want to be, you know, this cause, that cause. Well, these causes would never be there in the first place unless somebody came up with the bullshit to come up with the fucking cause. Or the problem, technically. Yeah, I want to say the problem. But we don't look at that. We don't take that in order or even think it through. We just simply, you know, this is this and this. You know, I mean, it's not saying that because a person is whatever they are has no rights. Actually, none of us have any fucking rights. What am I saying? But in okay, let's go back to the bizarro world. Yes, you do have rights in the bizarro world. You do. You have those. You know, they say. They let you believe this bullshit. You know, like you have the right to travel. But you got to pay this government money to be able to travel. In other words, you go get a driver's license, you got to pay to get it and all that shit like that. So you're paying for it. It's not free. Like today, I went and registered a boat and trailer today. Okay. And I said, I told the chick, I said, I'm here to pay for freedom. And she died laughing. She just cracked up laughing. And I said, you found it funny? She said, yeah, that is funny because it's so fucking true. It is so true. I said, that's right. Exactly. And that's what I preach. I preach about that. You know, I'm not a preacher either. I'm just saying how I say it. But, you know, it's to everybody. You know, we have to buy freedom. Freedom ain't free. And a lot of people, well, you know, I'm free. Free to do what? Nothing. You got to pay to live. You got to pay to survive. Oh, how's that? I don't have to pay to survive. Yes, you do. Do you buy groceries? Do you buy things to drink? Do you buy electric? Do you pay rent or buy a house or buy a car and all the things that you can function in life? Well, guess what? They got their hand in it. Continuously. Every time you turn and change money from one hand to another, they get a piece of the action. And they do absolutely nothing for it. And then when they don't have no money and they need money, they go to the Federal Reserve and get a loan to get a bunch of money that you have promised to pay them back. In other words, they can take your money, spend it however they want, according to them, and you have to pay it back for something they wanted, not nothing you wanted. You like the student forgiveness thing. That sounds nice and cuddly and all that shit, but in reality, what does it do? You're paying off debt to these students that probably ain't going to have a career. It's only 30% of people walk out of college go with the same career. So, you know, you see my point. I mean, but it's okay for them. Like I said, it's okay for them. It ain't okay for you. You can't do them kind of things. You have to play by the rules of the money. Everything you do is about, like, okay, look at Hunter Biden. His daddy's rich. He's rich. They stole enough money. They're more powerful than a fucking drug dealer. Okay? So they have all this money. Why do you think Hunter Biden only got a slap on the wrist for not paying his fucking taxes? Money. Money buys freedom. Power. Power, money gives you power. That's what it's all about. That's the whole thing. The Federal Reserve is, you know, a lot of people understand it's a private business. It has nothing to do with the government. It's a bank. It's a money mill, paper pumping fucking bank that gets money from nowhere. Nowhere. And nothing backs it. But back to before, a lot of people, old gold used to back money. Well, yeah, it did. It did until they came to town. When they came to town, it changed the whole fucking game. They took all the gold. Yeah, regardless. And gave you a paper, I owe fucking you. That's what it is. Money. We call money. You know, 1, 5, 10, 20, 100, so on. You know, it's simply a promise. There is no nothing back in it no more at all. Nothing. You know, we used to be gold, silver, oil, .com, houses. Now it's you, which has always been you anyway. That happened since 1920 or 1933. But, you know, during the Great Depression, 1929, that shit came along later. Don't worry. We got collateral. The people, they'll pay for it. They'll pay you back for the money you just pulled out of thin fucking air. So then we were sold out. We were sold out. And there's a paper you. And a lot of people, oh, no, that's the sovereign citizen movement. You're talking, no, I'm not talking sovereign citizen. I'm talking fact reality. And I don't want you to believe me. Don't believe anything I tell you. Simply go look it up yourself. That's what you got to do. Look it up yourself. And then, you know, you'll catch on. It's not that difficult. It's not that actually complicated, really. I didn't know until I caught on one day and I woke up to this bullshit. Like, what? Wait a minute, I got to take a look at this shit. So simple. The simple revelation of it is what it is. This is what's happening. They control every little aspect of what you do. And you don't even know it, but you don't think so. Oh, well, I got to pay for my tag to my car. I have to get an inspection done. Then I have to go. I'm forced to go buy this insurance. And if I don't have the insurance, I can't get this done. What better way? What better way? Extortion. You know, steal from yourself. That's it. That's what they want to do. But, you know, my point is you were forced to buy insurance, forced to do it. Why? Why? What is the end goal? Who's making the money? They are. Everybody's the insurance company. You know, they're all making money off us. You don't think it. And most people constantly don't understand it. Well, I got to pay these damn taxes, yada, yada, yada. But they don't understand what they're about. If you think about it, how much money in a town, let's say a city, how much money it takes to run that city, which is, you know, X amount of thousands of dollars a day. But how many X amount of millions of dollars a day is this motherfucker pumping in? Everybody goes through McDonald's. Put this way. Go through a drive-thru McDonald's, you got a line of cars in there, and say every one of those persons spent $20. For each car, okay? Think about it. We'd say, okay, they made, what, see, where I live here, it's 8.8% per $20. So for 10 cars, that's, you know, so every 10 cars that goes through there, they make $20 on average. I'm just saying, you know, but then, you know, to think of how long does it take for that many cars to go through a drive-thru? 15, 20 minutes, maybe max. So you figure, you know, they sell a million hamburgers a year. Yeah. Think about it. Think of the money. Think of the money. But that's, you know, that's how it works. You go to the grocery store, buy groceries, you pay tax. You buy gas in your car, you pay tax. You buy a pack of cigarettes, you buy a pack of rolling papers. Now you buy a bag of steak, you got to pay tax for that too. So, and want to take a shit? You got to pay tax for toilet paper. You know, you have a menstrual cycle, got to pay fucking tax on Tampax. So whatever you get, you want to buy you want to have a nice, healthy salad, you know, get some, you know, romaine lettuce and tomatoes and all the other shit, cucumbers and all that shit, blah, blah, and all the accoutrements to go with it. And you got to pay tax on their little fucking thing you bought. What are they doing for it? What are they doing? But just collecting money. Why? You know, everybody said, well, they run the government. No. Why are we never getting out of debt? There's money going elsewhere. Trust me. There's money going elsewhere. And it kills me, like the small town I'm next to. You know, they said, well, we need to increase taxes, you know, 3 cents to, you know, help the schools. And I'm like, well, but you have a population of 1,200 people. You have a Sonic, McDonald's, a big grocery store, a little grocery store. And all these little shops and hardware store and lumber yard and all this other shit. And motels. You know, driver's license place. You know, they don't give you enough money in taxes. You know, the place is busy every day. Every day they're busy. Ain't that something? So, you know, that's how it's played. That's, you know, but nobody cares. Nobody pays attention. Nobody thinks about it, what's going on. And then they want to know why. They want to know why everything's gone to shit, you know? So anyway, let's go ahead and we're going to pull something up here to right here. We're going to throw this one at you. So here we go.
A Wisconsin Robert. Congressman Tom Tiffany joins me now. Congressman, okay, we're learning more information by the minute, it seems, but does that change anything? I mean, is anything going to come out of this?
Well, if you're people like in my district in northern Wisconsin, you're very cynical about this at this point. As you said, is anything going to come out of this? That is the question people are asking every day. I will say, however, though, that Attorney General Garland is in a significant amount of trouble now. Who are you going to believe at this point? When you got two whistleblowers and Gary Shapley really appears to be, I mean, as he said in that, in what you just showed, he's documented what happened here. Those whistleblowers have powerful evidence showing that the Attorney General may be misleading the American people.
You know, they always say where there's smoke, there's fire. To me, it feels like a raging inferno right now. At what point do you think that the president, Joe Biden, gets ensnared in this, if at all?
That is a really good question. I've been saying consistently, Hunter Biden is just a bit player in this whole thing. Why did this arise? As Vice President Biden, you know, it appears to have sold influence, allowed his family to be able to do that. And now as President Biden, I mean, it is all very serious that you have a family led by a leading official like Joe Biden that has appears to have sold influence. I mean, look at the Chinese money that has come in.
Yeah.
We saw the text message. I mean, it is getting more and more serious. And I just think you're going to continue to see this drip, drip, drip of more information that comes out. And it's going to be up to the Attorney General. Are you going to do your job without fear or favor, as you said in your hearings, to be nominated as the Attorney General?
Yeah. You know, another story we've been talking about this morning, Congressman, about the visitor logs at the White House, and apparently they did not disclose Hunter Biden visits, at least not all of them. Is that something we should be concerned about? We see him swanning about at state dinners.
Another part of the story, I think. Hmm. And remember, the cover-up is always the worst. We see this with scandals. It's the cover-up. And so why are they not releasing that information? Now, I'm not very familiar with it. I just heard about it via you folks this morning. But if they're not showing his visits on the visitor logs, why not?
Right. Especially given those text messages that we've been reading. But I want to move on to this one, Congressman. FBI Director Wray apparently will testify before the House Judiciary Committee. That's your committee on July the 14th. My question to you is, what do you hope to learn from that?
Boy, he's got a lot to answer for also. You know, why in October of 2020 was this information that came via the New York Post, which was squelched, and now we find out it was a year previous to that, that this information was out there. What did FBI Director Wray do? Was he part of the cover-up in regards to this also? Because it had a clear impact on the election of 2020. May have this criminal wrongdoing that is going on. I mean, think about what Special Counsel Durham said last week when we had him in for questioning. He said it's very sobering what the FBI has done over the last few years. Is Christopher Wray going to answer for those things that the FBI has been covering up for the American people?
I look forward to that hearing, that's for sure. Congressman, thank you for joining us this morning. Thank you very much, sir.
All right. Meanwhile, the Pentagon is claiming the Chinese spy flight that flew across the United States for a week did not transmit data back to Beijing. Watch this.
We were aware that it had intelligence collection capabilities, but it has been our assessment now that it did not collect while it was transiting the United States.
You believe Europe stopped it from collecting and transmitting, or was it able to collect but just not able to transmit?
We believe that it did not collect while it was transiting the United States or flying over the United States, and certainly the efforts that we made contributed.
Yeah, it's hard to believe, really. Intelligence agencies also concluded, apparently, what we all knew all along, and we have been reporting on this program, that the spycraft was used for spying and used U.S. technology on it to do so. American technology in that spy balloon. Joining me right now is the Center for American Security co-chairman, Fox News contributor, former National Security Advisor to Vice President Mike Pence, and the author of War by Other Means, a general in the Trump White House, General Keith Kellogg, back with us. General, it's always a pleasure. Thanks very much for being here.
Thanks, Maria. Thanks for having me. Good to be here.
Yeah, the Pentagon is really watching its words with this whole statement that it did not transmit data back. It's hard to believe. I spoke with the former Director of National Intelligence, John Ratcliffe, who told me he's pretty sure it did, in fact, send information back to Beijing. What's your take on this?
Yeah, Maria, you hit it right on the nail right on the head. It's a parsing of the language, how you listen to them,
what
the Pentagon says. I really do believe they sent it back. When you collect information, it's sent back immediately out there. They don't kind of store it. They don't, when they say, well, they didn't collect it, well, that means like putting it together. It's a parsing of the words. Of course they sent it back. They wouldn't have put a sensor package that large. And the sensor package on that balloon, most people say is the size of a school bus. So they collected the information both optically and also through signals intelligence as well. And when it traversed the United States, when it went across up in Montana, you know, it loitered up there because the balloon had an ability to loiter. And then it was like, think of it as a vacuum cleaner. And it would just suck up all that information in almost most sensitive sites. And then it transited as it went across, went through Whiteman Air Force Base, which that's where our B-2s are at, and went across the entire United States collecting this information. You wouldn't know it because we didn't have an ability to really listen in to what's happening. But, of course, they sent it back there. And here's the thing that people need to understand. They've got supercomputers back in China, much like we have supercomputers here. When they said, well, the information was coded, they can break those codes, much like our NSA can break those codes. So if you think that they were unable to collect information and translate that information, it's a fool's game. And I think the Pentagon has been very, very cautious in how they use their language, parsing that language. And I would tell most people, nope, they collected the information. It was vital information. We should never have allowed that balloon to transit the United States. We should have taken it out when it was over Alaska. We made a huge mistake.
Yeah, and I assumed all of that, General, because they've lied so many times, and the way he's parsing his words, it's so obvious. He's trying to say something without saying it. It's unbelievable to me that this administration allowed this balloon to fly across the country for a week before shooting it down and hover around our military installations. We know Beijing is an adversary, and this administration will not call them that.
Right. You know, Maria, you are so right. Words really do matter, and you have to call it out as it really is. And they are an adversary. You know, when they keep talking about, well, they're a competitor. No, France is a competitor. These people are an adversary. Call them out, use the language, and then respond to that. And my concern is we really don't have a plan to respond. When you look at what this administration is doing, they're just letting event by event by event go by, and they don't respond to it. They're hoping the American people don't pick up on this. And the Russians, and I'm sorry, the Russians, the Chinese have a pattern of power projection and provocation. And all we do is we use platitudes back instead of responding to them in a very aggressive way. Look what they're doing globally. Look what they're doing in our hemisphere as well. And we have to come up with a plan. And it's a little bit too late with this administration. We have to come up with a plan economically, diplomatically, militarily. How do we combat and confront China? And we haven't done it at all.
No, we haven't. And I'd like to know why it is that it appears that the administration is favoring China over America and American citizens. This latest issue is really perplexing. The Justice Department is now arguing that a new Florida law, which restricts Chinese land ownership near U.S. military installations and major infrastructure, is unconstitutional. The DOJ is actually saying that the Chinese should be able to buy land here. The law would, quote, cause serious harm to people simply because of their national origin, claims the DOJ. Okay? Contravene federal civil rights laws, undermine constitutional rights, they claim, and will not advance the state's purported goal of increasing public safety. General, this is just extraordinary that the DOJ is basically saying that Florida should allow China to acquire land near military installations.
Yeah, you know, and that's, you hit the last words you just said are so critical. They're not getting this land in the middle of nowhere. When you see where they're buying this land, they're buying it around some of our most strategic sites. I mean, if you took a map of the United States and showed where they're buying land and then put some of our military sites side by side with it, you go, wow, they're really doing that. And they're doing it for a reason, because they're setting up, they eventually set up signal collection sites right around those sites, and they'll be able to impede and actually listen into what we're trying to do. And people need to realize that. That's the simplicity of it. And they're doing it with a very big purpose, and that is just to collect on Americans and on America as well. And that's what it goes back full circle. What are you going to do to counter it? You know, when we were in the Trump administration, at least with Trump, he thought very hard, you know, we may have to economically decouple China. We have to make a statement. We have to do something to make sure they understand we're really serious about this. If they put a listening site or military forces in Cuba, all right, that's 100 miles offshore. Maybe it's time, I know it's a real stretch, but maybe it's time we put military forces in structure in Taiwan. It's 100 miles off their shore. Okay, it's a quid pro quo. This is what we do. This is what they do. But we're not seeing any of that at all. And that's a big concern I've got. We did it with the Soviet Union when we had the containment theory and the containment strategy. We haven't done the same thing with China.
Well, I mean, it's just extraordinary to me how much support the Chinese Communist Party gets within this administration. I mean, are they all compromised? Here we are having a conversation about the spy balloon sending information back to Beijing about our military installations. At the same time, we're having a conversation about China wanting to set up spying and surveillance around our military installation in Florida on land, and the DOJ saying, no, let them do it. I mean, are they all compromised the way Joe Biden apparently is?
Yeah, well, this is one of those where you get a hold of your National Security Council, which is your integrating agency, and you bring in DOJ, you bring in DOD, you bring in the National Security Agency, you bring in Cyber Command, you bring everybody and say, hey, what's going on? And you present that case. You do it in silos. You can't say, all right, this is just a DOJ issue. This is more than just a legal issue. It's a national security issue. And that case, unfortunately, Maria, has not been presented to the American people or to anybody else. They need to understand that there's a threat there, and they don't address it as a threat. Until we declare it a threat, that they're an adversary, then you really don't take any actions. And it's not being informing the American people, because this just goes under the radar. And that's what this administration does, frankly, quite well. They just ignore it and hope the American people ignore it as well. It's something that cannot be ignored in the future.
And they come out with statements that are half true or not true, including what they're trying to get us to believe with the spy balloon. We'll keep a spotlight on it. We appreciate your time and effort. Thank you so much for being here this morning.
All right. Yeah. it's all right. Let's float that fucking balloon, because here was the deal about that. They're checking the property they already own. Oh, yeah. The Chinese own a lot of fucking property in the United States, man. Lots of it. Yeah. So, I mean, I'm just bullshitting, but I mean, they do. They own a lot. They bought out Smithfield Pork. You know, they bought that corporation out. They bought a bunch of corporations out. But, you know, people, oh, well, I got a Smithfield ham. Well, yeah, he just paid the Chinese money. But anyway, I got somebody on the board. I'm going to pull in here with me, whoever I get. Hey, what's up? Welcome to Net House Creation Radio. What's up, man?
Hey, if you go, nobody talks about this and they ignore it, but Executive Order 12803. 12803. This was George Daddy Bush wrote this. He should have been tried for treason and faced a firing squad. He completely gave our sovereignty to other countries. And if you just look that up, and I hope you will do a story on it, do a show on it, because you won't. Here's the thing: you will never ever hear one Republican.
Okay, it's 128.
In history till now, 12803.
Okay.
Just type it in when it comes up. Enough said, and not one. Not this was in '92. Not one.
Mm-hmm.
Republican has ever spoke out on this. I called the Tom Sullivan show a couple weeks ago, and I mentioned that, and as soon as I mentioned it, he cut me off and started rattling off to get the people, his audience's attention on part of what I said. But I called back and told the call screener, you know, you guys are the reason America is going down the drain. You got this one-party system that's got people divided. Not one Republican has ever talked against this. Talk radio will not. Now, I don't know if you know this. Clear Channel and iHeart Media is owned by Mitt Romney. So any fuss you see these guys getting up there, it's only a game. It's only a show.
Okay, this was a bill?
Yeah, it was an executive order. An executive order. Yeah, that Daddy Bush wrote in 1992.
I'm trying to
look. I learned that at the library. That was back in 92.
No kidding.
But yeah, look, read that, and guess what? Next time you get on one of our highways, just ask, who owns this highway? When you walk into a courthouse where you take care of America's business, you might find that another country owns that courthouse, and it's all being funneled back to them.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
I don't know if you ever heard recently, there's a big stink. With the Saudi Arabia is buying into the PGA. I don't follow golf, but I heard them discussing it on the sports channel. And this was a couple, like one player got a check from the Saudis for $100 million, another $80 million, and they're telling their buddies, "Come on, man, y'all need to jump in on this stuff." And they're saying, "This is the country that attacked us on 9/11," you know. And so there's a stink. If you follow sports, and I don't, but there's a stink in the golf community on this. Look at that and do some homework on it, and then
Executive Order 1303, infrastructure privatizations. I can't even say the word. You know what I'm saying? Privatization. Right. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, I knew it was going. I didn't know that was heavy. Yeah. Old Bush. Yeah.
Well, not just Bush. Now, not one Republican has ever
said,
"Foul! You're foul! We shouldn't be doing that." They're, it's all a game. So anyway, look at that, and if you can, do a story on it one night. And this is what you can't get people to talk about this in politics.
I'll do that.
Thank you, sir.
I got this. I'm putting on my thing. All right. Thank you, man. Pretty sure. Yeah, we'll definitely get into this. This is interesting. I mean, I knew something of it, but I didn't know exactly the point. Thank you, man. That actually got me where I should have been a long time ago, why I missed it. But that is correct. Wow. Yeah, I'll definitely. I'll have to mark it. I did mark it. What am I thinking? Anyway. Yeah, I might do that tomorrow night. Yeah, that's crazy. But that's true. We're sold out all the time, man. We're just fucking, they don't care. I mean, that's the world we live in today. But anyway, Anyway, so let's check this out. Something about Nancy Pelosi up to some bullshit.
Welcome to this special edition of Hannity. I'm Tammy Bruce in for Sean. Today, Biden's assault on the Constitution was thwarted by the Supreme Court. In a 6-3 decision, the court ruled that Biden's student loan forgiveness plan was in fact unconstitutional. Chief Justice Roberts, who delivered the majority opinion, said, quote, six states sued, arguing that the HEROES Act does not authorize the loan cancellation plan. We agree. But Democrats knew this plan was unconstitutional from the beginning, likely knowing it would be reversed, giving them another opportunity to blame Republicans. Take a look.
People think that the President of the United States has the power for debt forgiveness. He does not. He can postpone, he can delay, but he does not have that power. That has to be an act of Congress.
I'm prepared to write off the $10,000 debt, but not $50,000.
Mr. President, let me ask you.
I don't think I have the authority to do it by signature.
Yeah, and while the left spent the day complaining about the decision, many of the right celebrated the victory for millions of hardworking taxpayers, including Missouri Senator Eric Schmidt, who launched this lawsuit when he was attorney general of his state. Schmidt wrote on Twitter that Biden's bailout was, quote, fundamentally unfair, unlawful, and a cynical election ploy, adding that those without loans should not have to pay off everything. Senator Schmidt joins us now with more on today's critical decision. Great job, sir. Of course, one of the frustrating things is that this kind of thing always takes so long. I mean, they knew what they were doing at the start. You heard it in those remarks. Would you agree, and I think I with your stood that this was a ploy. This was not even serious, that they knew that it would be reversed.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think it's important to point out that this was, first of all, this is a big win for taxpayers, and it's a big win for the rule of law. I mean, there's just zero at all in the Constitution or any statutory authority that will allow the President of the United States with the stroke of a pen to wipe out $500 billion worth of student loan debt, up to $1 trillion. So it's a big win for taxpayers. It's also, a big win for working folks. I mean, a lot of people paid off their student loans or they chose a different path. For people to subsidize this, it's a fundamental fairness argument, number two. And number three, as you touched on, this is just a cynical ploy by Joe Biden to get votes. And I'm glad the Supreme Court saw it in that way and ultimately declared this unconstitutional. There's no authority for it. It's a cynical attempt. I'm sure they're going to be up to something new, but today we should celebrate the big win because it's a big win for taxpayers and the rule of law.
Yeah, it sure is. What's amazing with this also is that by doing this, they take time effectively to kind of illegitimately educate the American public that something's possible and it's not. And we've already got, we're all given the side eye to the federal government because, they're not even funny. And then the President of the United States does this. And people, some Americans are going to think, well, this, what happened? And people thought, doesn't this just make affect the legitimacy itself of the government, make it even worse for the average person watching this happen?
Well, I think yes. And I also think that it's important what the Supreme Court did today, on top of some other things they made, whether it's EPA case last year with the major questions doctrine. What you're seeing now, thankfully, is a narrowing of what these unilateral executive actions, what the impact they can have, or the broader administrative state. Our founders created a country that you had authority, you had separation of powers. These kinds of decisions are supposed to be decided with the people's branch, the Article I branch, Congress, because guess what? You can send them there, you can send them home, you can send them back. These unelected bureaucrats are exercising a majority and nobody ever voted. You've got that piece of it, then you've got federal executive action. Look, Tammy, I think it's important to remember now, the playbook was with COVID, declare an emergency, aggregate
sure.
power and control. They did it with COVID. Yeah. They want to do it now with climate issues. They do it with student loans. So the playbook has got to be vigilant here, push back at every turn, because I think these are fundamental issues.
Well, you know what? One thing we really need to do, Senator Schmidt, is to have the Senate, to have Congress change the degree to which a president can maintain an emergency status for the country. They didn't want to let go of the COVID emergency because of what it let them do. Isn't that exactly the kind of thing that change through Congress?
Absolutely. There needs to be structural reform for this. Emergencies, you hit the nail on the head. But also, look, if these are such good ideas, Congress should have to vote, right? If you want to ban gas stoves, put that before the Article I branch of Congress and let the chips fall where they may. I got news for you. A lot of these ridiculous and stupid ideas would never see the light of day because nobody's going to vote for them. But that's kind of the point. They want to move this radical agenda so that, people don't actually have a chance to vote on it, and we've got to put an end to that. So one of the things I'm fighting for in the Senate, this was the case that I brought when I was AG. One of the things now I'm bringing to the Senate is try to fight for this kind of structural to rein in and dismantle the administrative state.
Well, that's excellent, and that's exactly what we need, and the success of just moving it. We've seen that happen because of your work. Thank you, Senator. I appreciate you tonight, and congratulations. All right, now, while the Supreme Court rejected Biden's unconstitutional order today, the student loan battle is not over. During an address at the White House today following the decision, Biden outlined new actions to try to ram through his bailout without Congress once again. Watch this.
Let me begin by saying I have millions of Americans in this country who feel disappointed and discouraged or even a little bit angry about the court's decision today on student debt. And I must new way. And we're moving as fast as we can. First, I'm announcing today a new path consistent with today's ruling to provide student debt relief to as many borrowers as possible, as quickly as possible. We will ground this new approach in a different law than my original plan, the so-called Higher Education.
Well, there you go. Here with reaction, Fox News contributor Jonathan Turow. You know, Jonathan, you listen to him saying, oh, so many Americans are disappointed. He did that. He set them up to be disappointed, to feel like they were abandoned by promising something that was completely inappropriate. And he, this new statement he made, and you've got a great column out there, and you've been very opinion about what he was doing here. Where do you think this does go for now, and will he be successful in some other fashion?
Well, this new path is designed to avoid the constitutional path, right? What he's supposed to do is just go to Congress. He's supposed to go to Congress and say, everyone wants this, it's a great idea, and get it passed. But he knows it won't pass because there is formidable opposition to the concept of law of loan forgiveness. So this new path is like going from D.C. to New York by way of L.A. I mean, it is, you know, there's a very obvious place for him to go. It's just down the street from the White House. But instead, he's going to try to use.
Okay, I'm going to stop this clip. Okay. So this longer I thought, and then again, I want to stop it anyway for this bullshit. Because God knows, man, you don't think you said in chat room. Absolutely, man. The fucking, okay, let me start. Okay. COVID was a fucking plan deal. That's what the fuck this was. It was planned. They were going to win this fucking election no matter how hard they had to get it. And that's what they did. A lot of people are crazy for saying it, and maybe I fucking am. But it sure seems that way, don't it? You know, something's kind of funny about that, too. And then, you know, because, I mean, the other thing, you look at all the kind of things you see. He's in his basement. He gets like 8-9 people to show up at his speech rallies or whatever you want to call it. And here you got Donald Trump here filling fucking stadiums full of people. And still have fucking thousands of people outside trying to get. Okay, so you got COVID going on. Everybody's locked up in their fucking houses. So now this debt forgiveness. Okay, I knew this. Jump one. Debt forgiveness. You know, because I need your vote. And Joe did it for you, so you got to vote for Joe. That's what you got to do. And like the Supreme Court, like they said, fuck no, Joe, that ain't going to happen, so you're pretty well fucked. Now he's mad at the Supreme Court. All them justices are no good motherfuckers. I can't believe they haven't overflooded the courts yet. I'm really shocked of that, but it's probably going to happen before this is over. They're going to try to steal this next election. So since COVID won the first one, something bad is going to happen so they can win the fuck next one. That's what they're going to do, you know? Hey, listen, Libertarians, I showed up. Anyway, it's, you know, wow, man, it's going to be, it's not what people think. It's bullshit. Hey, God, I see you. Come to get you a minute, brother. But anyway, you know, yeah, it's just, it's psycho. It's psycho land. You know, and, it, you know, they're saying the Supreme Court is wrong, Supreme Court this, that. Well, they just turned it back the way it used to be. You know, freedom of speech. Fuck, are you serious? You know, gay people, like I said earlier, when I started the show, gay people, yeah, you have the right to do whatever you want. If you want to get married, whatever, I don't care. You know, but the law of nature has something else to tell you. It ain't going to happen. I mean, you can get all the medical procedures done and waste all taxpayers' money. But there again, they're promoting it because they want that vote. They're trying to market that vote. No, we are gay people, so you should vote for us. No more if it was the other fucking way around. They didn't allow it. They wouldn't vote for them, would they? So the whole point is they're using our money to win an election. Look at the money that went into COVID alone. Look at all that money. Money, money, money went to COVID. So what do you think? You know, it ain't about nothing right. And like one guy said in the clip, every time they never pay attention to shit. Like that fucking balloon. It floats through the whole goddamn country for a week for anything said. And like I said, you know, they were looking at their land. They're checking out their land by the military base that they own, you know? So they're looking at their own shit. And why would, you know, why were they late to respond to that? You know, I mean, it's like they got carte blanche to work with motherfucker like they own it. Well, guess what? They do. They own a lot of this. This whole fucking place is ran by net but a corporation. There ain't nobody, no fucking human living soul. These people sold their soul. They did. They sold that motherfucker out. And that's what we got. Anyway, I'm bringing my friend Gunslinger on here. Oh, my Jesus, Gunslinger, what's happening, man?
I don't know. You tell me. You know, with that, you said with that balloon, you know, it floated all over the United States for, you know, what, a week or whatever. But, you know, there's been times, you know, just in the recent 5 or 6 years, I guess, that a simple little airplane has had to fly into that restricted space around the White House, right, because of weather or whatever, okay? And you go look it up. Within 4 minutes, there was 2 F-16s on top of him. Mm-hmm. Within 4 minutes. Didn't take a week.
No.
Within 4 minutes.
Yep.
2 F-16s were scrambled, okay?
Yep.
And they escorted him out of that no-fly zone. He had to go around weather, or he couldn't go through around weather or whatever. Had to go through it or whatever. Okay.
Right.
And they fucking they drilled him. Why are you in there? You know, blah blah. He almost lost his pilot's license. I remember that. Just
right.
Because of that. But this thing drifted for a fucking week and
yeah, right across whole country. Right across whole country. They seen it when it was in Alaska. Well, Alaska's got a lot of wide open country. They could have took it down. You know
they
could
have took it down there.
Yeah. But no.
And Alaska is right there. It's right across the pond. Russia is right there.
Right.
You know, you just walk across when it's frozen. They said you could just walk across a little thing there and be in Russia.
Right, right. Yeah, that's it. Yeah, that's it. You know, what was her name? Trying to run for president. What, Sarah Palin. I see Russia from my back window or some shit like that. You know, but anyway, let's bring 503 here with us, man. Hey, 503, what's happening? Oh, my God.
Hey, it's your friendly neighborhood lucid libertarian here.
Hey, what's up? Hey,
Laurie.
Right on. Nice to hear you, Laurie. How you doing? I seen you
good
on the other show.
Good to be here. Happy Friday. Sorry I'm late.
Yep. You're fine.
And I
you're
hear
fine.
That you guys are talking about Hyde and Biden. And are you guys talking about the new balloon that's been hovering over Montana that they haven't shot down, they're not doing anything about, and they say that, oh, there's no communication devices on there, even though it looks exactly like the one that they shot down?
Well, it does. I'm actually, well, I'm talking about kind of both of them, technically, but yeah, it just, you know, I mean, of course, my show changes channels all the time, you know, we go to different topics, but, you know, when I first started out, I was talking about the Supreme Court ruling, you know, which I found pretty funny. And, you know, they're having fits over that now, big time fits, you know. And the student, you know, student forgiveness.
Oh, student forgiveness.
Yeah, right. And you got the amendment right back. You got the right to speak now again. So, I didn't know we didn't have it anymore.
Oh, no.
Now we can
say
whatever
we want.
Yeah, I
haven't really dug into, like, the Supreme Court ruling, but you know, definitely people are freaking out. Now they're trying to loop in women. They're trying to get, you know, women to get pissed off because, you know,
right.
Women have you know, had the you know, taken advantage of the affirmative action and blah blah blah. And it's like, oh,
right.
Now you want real women support? You know, you have
right.
The gay pride, and if you're a woman saying,
right.
Hey, I'm a natural woman and I'm straight, then they'll
right.
Spit on you and beat you up if you, you know, if you're there. Oh, but now you want me to come in and be pissed off about the Supreme Court decision about affirmative action?
Right. Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. kind of double standard, isn't it? You know? Yeah.
Double standard, yeah.
It's bullshit. But that's it. You know, it's like somebody, like, you know, somebody fucks up, but they blame somebody else. You know, like children. You know, he hit me, but it's his fault, and it type shit like that. It's just, yeah, it's mental. I mean, it's mental. I just don't, you know, I mean, but like I said, you know, people ain't see, like, you know, think I was talking about earlier, you know, why don't people see this? Why don't they get it? Because they don't want to. They simply just don't want to pay attention. Anyway, 850, you're on with us. So they just don't want to pay attention. Welcome to the show.
Hey, guys, it's me, Zink. Hi,
hey, what's up, Zink?
Lori. Ron. Hey,
hey, Zink, for yourself. Good to hear from you. Good to see you. I've missed you. So I'm glad that you are on. Even though you like to rattle cages sometimes, but I don't hold that against you.
That's all right.
Hey, I have a question I need to ask. This is a – oh, man, please try. I'm not a communist.
Well,
I'm not a socialist. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If this country – can we all agree that this country is – the government – it's not the country. It's the government right now is corrupt as fuck.
Yeah.
Okay, can we agree with that? Yeah.
Oh,
right?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Okay, so what happens if this country goes to war with – like China or Russia, would you guys defend this country?
Well, I'm sorry, here's the question. Am I defending the country or am I defending the government? Did the country
if they were attacking and had boots on the ground, on the soil of America, yeah, okay, but if it's some bullshit, you know, confrontation police action over there in bumfuck Egypt, no, let them fight their own damn war.
Exactly, like, yeah. I would not support it. You know, we have to get back to this differentiation that our government has brainwashed everybody on, is we got to get back to national defense versus national interest. We don't go to war for national interest. Go to war for national defense. And there's a big difference between the two. So, yes, exactly right. If we are attacked here at home or one of our embassies are attacked, in something like that, then, yes, then that is a declaration of war pretty much. And we will have to defend ourselves, and I'm absolutely for it. But as far as meddling in other countries goes, no, we need to be done with that. We've been doing it for way too long. It's cost way too much money, way too many lives, and we need to be done with that whole concept.
Yep,
absolutely.
So you would defend this country. So basically, I'm sorry, Gunn. So basically, you guys are saying you would defend this country even knowing that how corrupt it is. And I, the reason why I ask this question is it's not a fun question for me to ask because it's happening right now. All the nations right now are forming up right now to take down this country. The BRICS nation was Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa. Now they have France has entered the BRICS nation, Germany, Australia. Seems like a whole bunch of nations are entering this new nation that they're forming. They're trying to get rid of the U.S. dollar. They're forming their own militia. And they're really looking at the United States right now like how people used to look at Germany during World War II. The United States is really looked at like the evil country right now. And if you don't believe me, listen to the African president talking about how China and Russia was going to give them military weapons and teach them how to use it, while the United States was asking them to push policies on woke culture, how to teach their people to be homosexuals. Mm-hmm. How can anyone defend this country with the eugenics program? That's what this whole homosexual bullshit is. It's the eugenics program carried on by the Germans from before. It's still being pushed now. They want to bring down this population. Man, I'm going to start getting pissed. But you guys understand.
You're all right. Go ahead, man.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry.
Be pissed. We all should be.
And it's hard for me to defend this country. I'm telling you. If China or Russia invades this country, I might just say, okay, go ahead. Just get rid of whatever the fuck is going on with this country. I don't know what's going on. It's hard for me to defend it. I would defend my neighbors and my people. Like you guys, Go ahead, Gunn. I'm sorry. I can't.
Here's the problem with that. If you don't do nothing, you'll be flying a Chinese flag. You will have a complete 100% dick-headed dictator, okay? You think our rights are under attack right now with a dictator in the White House right now? Now, if something like that was to happen, you might as well just cut your throat because there's going to be no more country. It'll be China. You know how they treat their citizens over there? They shoot them, okay? Without trial, they shoot them in the street, okay? Go look it up. Look at what they did.
They literally have concentration camps, labor camps with little kids. Send any of their political enemies, anybody that speaks against the CCP gets sent there, and if you're black, they love to shove you into one little corner in China if you're black, China has their way. Black people will have their own cities and be, boxed in, and there will be no diversity.
Well, the only thing that is stopping that right now, and that is the only thing that has been stopping it right now. Why do you think I'm called the gunslinger? Guns, okay? That is the only thing that is keeping this country, the United States of America, from turning into a third world shithole, okay? Because we have the most amount of guns basically in the whole freaking world. There's no country more armed than we are. Why do you think that Japanese admiral back here in World War II when they attacked Pearl Harbor and they interviewed that guy, the admiral there? He said, "Well, why didn't you just come on to the mainland?" You know what his response was? He said because there would be a gun behind every blade of fucking grass. And that's true.
And it's even more so now. It's even more so now. Gun control is another push for gun sales. I mean, they have no idea. Our government has absolutely no idea how many guns there really are. And you know what? They shouldn't. I hope that we have twice as many guns in our hands than what the government is even able to estimate.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, you got that right. I mean,
There's where the difference comes in right there. I don't mean to stop you guys, but right there is you got to realize at earlier when I talked about the difference between the country and the government. The government is different than the country. You know, look at it. Yeah. United States of America. America is the country. There is no United States to it. You see what I'm saying?
Yep.
United States of, O-F, two fucking letter words.
Well, yeah.
That's what it is. Yep. The bank they own, people with the money own the government. This theirs. Okay, we have gave consent to these fuckers to rule us, and you can't say that you're free and you have rights because you don't. By laws and rules of law. There ain't no actual law, God-given law anymore, which is the three elements I've spoken all the time: victim, damage, and fraud, which the Constitution clearly states that you don't have that no more. If you're not in their order, you pay. You pay for freedom. That's what you have to do. It's the love of money. I mean, the love of money and the power of money. That's the most. I mean, money has more power than God when you really take a look at it. No disrespect to the Christians or whatever your religion is, but the simple fact is money. Most of the wars we went to because we wanted something. We went to go take it.
You got to add in one more thing, Ron. Control freaks. These people are control freaks. When you got money, just like you said, you have control. And this is what they want. They want you to submit. Yes, master. Please don't beat me, master. May I carry a gun, master, to the state? You know, if you want to carry a gun, you have to ask permission, okay?
But you got to pay money. You got to pay money to get the permission.
You got to pay that money for that permit. I did. I got my CHL in 95. Okay? Yeah. So, gee whiz.
But you had to pay for a God-given right.
It's getting a permit to conceal carry is a way of registration. That's a way of the government knowing who has firearms. And that's absolutely, any judge with their with any kind of worth would deem that unconstitutional. Nowhere does it allow that. I got to pay money. And if you ask all of these anti-gunners, it's like, okay, well, you know, if you want to have all of these regulations, you want me to pay for a background check, you want me to pay for training, you want me to pay the $50 or $75 to get my concealed carry, you want me to pay for all this crap, well, make it come out of your pocket, not mine. Reimburse me. If you want it so goddamn bad, you pay for it. Not me. I should have to pay for it out of my own pocket when it's them that wants it.
If they paid for it, it'd still be coming out of your pocket, sweetie.
It'd still be permission.
Yeah, I know, but oh God, it's true.
But they won't do that though. That's the thing. They won't make it a taxpayer funded thing. Us gun owners to pay for all of these fees and all of this permit stuff and the training and everything else out of our own pocket, but they are not willing to put their money where their mouth is and make it taxpayer-funded and reimburse me or anybody else for all of those expenses in order to comply with the laws that they shove upon us.
It should be a tax deduction, because it is a tax.
Well,
technically,
there is a credit, not a deduction.
There is a
tax deduction, really, if you think about it, when a legal citizen, not these scumbags, when a legal citizen takes the trash out, you got a tax deduction right there. If you get what I mean, they get a toe tag. Okay, you look it up.
For labor.
Just like the deal up there in Allen, Texas, was it last month of that mass shooter? Okay, that cop took the trash out. He took the trash out. Now there's one thing I agree with what he did. They released the body cam of the cop instead of getting in his car and racing around, because he had to drive or he had to run all the way around one side of that mall. I know. I've been by the fucking place. It's a huge mall, okay, because I'm a native Texan. And he ran. I don't know why he ran all that distance, and he was damn near out of breath when he got there, okay. But he grabbed his rifle when he took off running. At least these people, that person, that cop, is not a fucking coward like down here in Univalle, Texas, down here in South Texas, at that school shooting. He ran toward danger. These fuckers sat outside with their thumb up their asses and let all those children die. That's the difference. Cowards and heroes. He's a hero in Allen, Texas. These are cowards down there. Plain and simple truth. Good?
I'm sorry, but
cop that just sat there and twiddled his thumbs, he was let go. No fault of yours. You can come back to work, and you were just sitting there hiding. You could have done something, but you sat there, for like 24 minutes letting the shit go on, not doing a damn thing?
Yeah.
Because you're too cowardly. It's like, I wouldn't be that cowardly, if I was a parent and I was armed, I'd be like, fuck you. I'm going into that school.
Fuck you.
And
I'm
going in.
Get out of my way or I'm going to take you out. Okay? Get out of my way or I'm going to take you out. Either way, I'm going in. That's the only moral thing to do.
And that's still self-defense. Even if a cop tries to stop you and they're holding you back from defending your own child that is in school and there's an active shooter going on, and that cop tries to prevent you from defending, that's still self-defense. If you shoot that cop, shoot him in the leg or something, to get him off you, to let you proceed, that would be something for a jury. There is no way I would make a plea deal. I would bring it to the jury and go, hey, this stupid freaking cop was stopping me from going in there to get my kid, to defend my child. No way. I would appeal to, every person on that jury probably has a kid. And that would be, that would probably be a jury that would not find me guilty.
Oh, no, no. They find you not guilty on that. Definitely.
I would definitely hope not.
And that's the way they
should
be. Yeah, hope not. Yeah.
Yeah, well, absolutely. You know, but we have, the thing is, man, we're paying these people to protect us, okay? And that's another thing about cops. My question always been, well, it already happened. Where was the cop at to stop this from happening to protect me? Dude. How the fuck they protecting me coming after the fact? After the fact to collect money. You know, that's helping them invest that money in, you know.
That's right. Remember, there is the Supreme Court case. Go look it up if you don't believe me. That it clearly says that the cops owe you no protection. Let that sink in for a minute.
Right.
The Supreme Court.
They are not obligated.
We're not obligated to give you protection. Then what the fuck are you there for? Okay? The Supreme Court now. Not the Supreme Court of Texas, the Supreme Court of the whole fucking United States favor of that case that said we don't owe you any protection.
Right. It's a misunderstanding, Gunn. You misunderstand. Let me explain it to you, okay? I'm telling you, I'm not going to argue with you. You know that, Gunn. But the deal... Okay, you know, they say serve protect. They don't mean you. They're not going to serve protect you. They're going to serve protect their masters, and they're going to get the money for these motherfuckers. That's what they're going to do. Every case is a money involvement. Either state paying for it or individuals. But usually it's individuals paying for it. Trust me. We pay.
On cop cars, do they still have the serve and protect on their cop cars?
No.
Because I haven't seen that on any cop cars lately.
I've seen advertisements on cop cars. We make fucking Donald's, Burger King, and Wendy's and shit.
Yeah.
Branson, Missouri has a cop car with that shit on it. They sell advertising on the cop car.
Yeah.
Ain't that some shit?
They took that off. Wow. They took that off about 10 years ago.
It must be an old car, and they haven't repainted over it yet.
Yeah.
No, it's custom. The car, it's customized. It's bad, motherfucker.
Oh yeah.
It goes to car shows and shit too. But it's also a police car, you know. And they sell advertisement on it. The police department does. Branson, Missouri. Yeah. You know, Branson, Missouri is a live music capital of the. You know what I mean? I mean, there's so many shows and bullshit here and things to do. And I mean, it's like one big, gigantic amusement park, you know? But they have so many tourists come through here. It's unbelievable. In the 90s, they boomed. They're not as boomed as they used to be then, as they're that good now, but you know, they're really down a lot. But it's just, you know, anything for money. They put Fox cameras in. They got cameras that watch you. So you come up, your tech takes them up. There's a fucking warrant for your arrest, they're going to pop you. First guy that got shot killed that motherfucker. First one. So, you know, more money. Just get more money. More we catch, the more we make. The people don't realize that. Every motherfucker they arrest, they make money.
Of course they do.
It's crazy, isn't it? People, no, it costs us so much. No, it don't. No, it don't.
No,
I bitch about the school system, too. First off, you ain't teaching kids a fucking thing anymore, especially. Now you're trying to teach them about homosexuality. Well, then the gay people need a fucking part. The gay groups are like, you need to come pay for this shit. That's your fucking issue. But it should be happening in school.
Yeah, did you see
the
video of that high school that was showing an animated video and like an animated like stick figure kind of video of
the fuck we're
all the
this.
Different sexual positions?
Yep.
And it's like, the hell? You know?
Yeah, the kids in the room went off on them on this shit. And the teacher, she got pissed about, you ain't going to watch this. You're all going to get an F. I'm like, fuck you. Write it, bitch. You know, that's what I told her. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, shit.
They may as well, they may as well just start showing, anime porn. Like, at least it's not real people in a cartoon, you know?
Barney doing Betty or Betty doing Wilma or whatever. You know,
Debbie
Fred
does
doing
that.
Barney.
Does that.
They used to claim that dinosaur, that purple dinosaur, Barney.
Oh yeah.
Remember him?
Barney. Yeah. Yeah. Barney.
They said he was gay. Yeah, he was gay.
Oh yeah.
So
yeah.
It's SpongeBob's gay too.
Now they won't.
God, why did you have to mention Barney? Because now I'm going to have that stupid fucking song in my head. You know.
I can't remember how it went.
I won't be able to get it out. I love you. You
let
me.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God. You mentioned Barney, and it just, like,
that
triggers
question.
That into my brain.
I'm a musician. I need to rewrite that song. I do. I got to rewrite it. Yeah. I love you. You hate me. You'd rather put a bullet in my head. I can
yeah.
see. I'll rewrite that parody.
And berate me.
We're all yanked, but, hey, we could really get that song. Yeah.
Here's another thing that you didn't probably think of. When I didn't know it until a couple of weeks ago. That remember that you can't the state cannot get involved with the churches, right? The separation of church and state. We all heard that. We know
right.
What it is.
Yeah. Right.
Blah, blah.
Right. Right. Yeah.
They had the gay pride flag in church in schools. Well, schools
yeah.
part of the state, isn't it? Okay. Yeah. So they have this gay pride flag, the rainbow flag.
Uh-huh.
You know that that's a violation right there of church and state because, you know, if you go look in the Bible, the rainbow flag is in the Bible saying to the people that God won't ever flood the world again. So there's uh-huh. How come there's not any massive lawsuits going on?
Well, because it's okay. You misunderstand it. Biden put that flag in the middle of the fucking White House, dead front and center, which should be the American flag, but that's what he did, the gay
But
flag.
I love how it backfired on him. Sorry to interrupt,
yeah.
but I love how it backfired on him because he had those trans people
yeah,
going out,
yeah.
like, look at my surgeries, you know, look at my fake boobs that, you know, I hardly have
yeah.
any scars.
Oh my God. It's, you know,
that backfired
you know,
on them pretty quick.
Yeah. I don't know, man. I look back at this world and the world we live in and being, you know, writer and everything. I wrote a lot, but, it's hard to write about shit anymore. It's too fucking way out in my brain. Maybe it's me because I'm getting older. You know, I'm an 80s rocker, you know, back in hair days, man, shit. But, you know, yeah.
Same
it's,
here. Motley
yeah,
Crue,
so
Girls, Girls,
oh,
Girls
yeah.
was my first concert.
Girls,
Thank
girls,
you very much.
Girls. Yeah. Yep. Them were the days. Yep. Of course, I play that type of music on my show. I mean, I play a lot of 80s heavy metal music, you know, but I'm... Because I love it. I still play it. I still play it live, too. I still do gigs, so occasionally. But, yeah. But, yeah, man, what's going on with all this shit. You know, you don't hear nothing about the prisons anymore because they're letting so many motherfuckers out.
Mm.
We're not bringing up the fact of the danger the country's in itself, you know. And I'm talking about, I mean, open the fucking borders wide fucking open. How many millions of motherfuckers do you think are here now? Steve Biden's been the president, what, fucking year and a half? Or what, 2 years now? I mean,
by the way, talking about open borders, we have to talk about human trafficking. Who all out there has tickets to see Sound of Freedom? Sound of Freedom moving coming out on Monday. It's all about human trafficking. It's based on a true story. A guy that defied his orders to help children that were being trafficked. And it's to bring to light the human trafficking crisis that's going on. And the United States is like number one fucking client for children's sexual trafficking.
Mm-hmm.
And, yep, and organ mm-hmm. harvesting and stuff like that. Check it out. Just take a look for it. Sound of Freedom. Get your tickets to see it. Check it out. Support it because, like, I am a big-time advocate. I always play an ad at the beginning of my show for One's Purpose here in Oregon. They're one of the few organizations that literally, like, every dime you donate to goes to help people that are sex trafficked. to get out of the lifestyle, to help them get into a safe home and get them, you know, furniture and clothes and stuff like that. They're a true grassroots, you know, 80% of their, you know, funds aren't, you know, to, you know, benefit their pockets. I've had Joni and Rhonda that were both trafficked. Rhonda has a hell of a story. She was actually trafficked, woke up, you know, she was kidnapped, thrown in a trunk. She later found out that her trafficker was a serial killer. Horrible. And they teamed up and started this organization called One's Purpose here in Oregon, one of the few, and they're trying to get funds to set up safe houses for trafficked victims, things like that. So, yeah, like, you know, we gotta, you know, that's the one thing, like, even as libertarian as I am, and I've never voted for Trump, I give Trump credit because, like, day one of his presidency, you know, he made human trafficking a number one priority. And I never saw, I mean, so many arrests and busts of these human trafficking rings.
Oh, yeah.
Human farming. Trump was president.
Right. But a lot of people, I wrote an article on human farming. I did it one time. I was showing people, told me they couldn't even sleep anymore. I read it. You know, but the thing is, that's what's been going on. Yeah. But if you got a link to that, right, or they, it's, you can throw in the chat room for everybody to check it out, maybe somebody could give a little bit, you know?
For One's Purpose? Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. If you put the link in my chat room, that'd be great.
OnesPurpose.org. One's Purpose, all one word, O-N-E-S, Purpose, onespurpose.org. They are a great organization. Amber Richardson, who ran for Oregon governor, I've had her on my show several times. She is on the board there, highly advocating for them. And Oregon really doesn't have a whole lot of health resources for trafficked victims, even though Oregon is like a super fucking highway for human trafficking. You know, they come in from the border, they go up through California, they come to Oregon, and from there they can go north, they can go east, they can, you know, I mean, Oregon is a little known hub for human trafficking.
Right.
And
it's like a distribu-
people aren't really aware of it.
That's crazy. It is crazy. You know,
it is crazy.
But they're being piped all over the country. It's the thing. And you know, a lot of people, you know, you ain't going to see this in the media. You know, you're not going to see it on network television. They ain't going to talk about this shit at all. I mean,
because they're in on it. Our government agencies are in on it.
Yes.
The media is out on it.
They're
owned by them. And these. Yeah, you know.
They own it all. The corporations own it all. Yeah, I do. But the sad part about it is, you don't see nobody wanting to do really much shit about it. And the people that do something about it, they bitch, you know, or make it hard on them. You know what I mean? It's like that. It's a sad world we live in. But people, you know, the thing is, people have become mentally lazy, I think. They have. Because nobody does shit for anything anymore. Nobody goes out there for a cause. I mean, some do. You know, like all of us here, probably. You know, we're getting involved in something. But, you know, but the majority of people just don't do it. It's like they're either
I want to disagree with you on this. I agree that there are lazy ass motherfuckers out there. There is a lot of them. But I don't think that the majority of people are mentally lazy. And I think a lot of the people right now are mentally being lied to. And so they don't know what side to pick. You know, a lot of people do not know the facts.
And but that's what I mean.
So they don't know
they can't decipher right to left.
I agree with you there.
I think that's the problem, and man, please allow me to say this, please.
Sure, go ahead.
What I heard from you guys, and I don't hate anybody. I respect everyone's opinion. I know you guys are all really smart, But I have to say this. I kind of feel that you guys are a little bit too patriotic, borderline egotistic. You know, when you are so – you love this country so much that you would back it up even though it's doing wrong. What's the difference between that type of thinking and what the Nazis did?
No, bro. I'm simply crazy. There's a difference.
Okay.
I'm straight up fucking nuts. Listen, like I said earlier, man, you probably didn't catch what I said, brother. This is Crazy Nation Radio. This is what I do. Anyway, the thing is, I will back my country itself, but I will not back my government.
That's one
causing a fucking problem, man. It ain't the people of the country.
Yeah,
it's not us. Nope. We have nothing to do with that bullshit. None of us do. It's them. Those people.
But what if another country wants to change that, Ron? What if another country wants to get rid of that for you and to make it better?
Well, you never know. I don't see it ever being better. For better, goals.
No.
I don't see that happening. You know,
When all these nations are gathering together, don't it kind of make you question what's going on? Why are all these nations gathering together and pointing fingers at the United States saying that, hey, this country is corrupt. This country is trying to weaponize their money system, their policies on us. They're gathering together right now.
Right. Exactly. Would you blame them? They're tired of being fucked with, too.
That's right. That's right.
I don't blame them.
Our government has gone rogue and tyrannical.
Right.
Love my country because of what it was found, the principles that it stands for. But
the
our
original.
Government has gone tyrannical and rogue and absolutely are against we the people. It's evident everywhere you look.
The big question we have in our minds is why? The big question is why would you want to do this to people? If you got it so good, what is the ultimate goal? You know what I mean?
But
control.
Yet, you guys would still fight for it. That's the question I have. Why would
you guys still fight for it?
No,
brother, not the government. That's what you're misunderstanding. I would not fight for the government of the United States, man.
Oh.
I'm not part of them. I'm part of the people. We the people. People that live here. The people you know, are the roots of this country.
I'm with. Ron, you're part of the militia. The original constitutional militia.
Exactly.
Everybody out there is part of
It's not that I'm being patriotic.
I
just want to be protecting my family. I want to protect your family and do the right thing. That's what a neighbor does.
And
love thy neighbor, man. I know a lot of people don't believe in the Bible, but, you know, it's a good saying. I like it.
If another country comes here and says, hey, your country is corrupt, all we're trying to do is get rid of this corruption for you. Please don't stand in our way. It seems like even though you hear this, you love this country so much that you're blinded by your patriotism and you will fight that other country. Because why you are so patriotic for this country that you do not see that the fact that
they would have to be threatening me. They did something to me.
So you're saying basically that if the BRICS nation did what I just said, broadcasted a show before they invaded this country and told the people, we are here. We see the corruption in your country. Your country has done this to us, and all we're trying to do is get rid of that corruption for you. Please don't stand in our way.
I would be cool
that's,
as long as they don't fuck
that.
With me. As long as they don't fuck with me,
that's
what I don't care.
That's
what I mean.
And that's all I
needed.
Yeah,
that's right, man. I mean, but if you come to my fucking piece of country I own, then fuck with me, you're going to have a problem. That's common sense, you know. But, yeah, if somebody said
because
government's separate from me. I'm separate from them fuckers. I love my country, but I don't like my government, you know?
Right. Yep.
Exactly. And I've said many times, and I'll say it again, we are at the point right now where we have to ask ourselves, like back in our founding, are you a patriot or are you a loyalist?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's where we're at. Are you a loyalist to our government or are you a patriot for freedom and liberty?
Right. Right.
Yeah, and what you're saying is, I don't know, Lori, how to say this, but I'm trying to go into a little bit more detail because this stuff might actually happen soon. These nations are going to get together, and eventually, I'm telling you 100%, I said this before, 100%, if Trump loses this upcoming election, Trump and who's the other guy, John F. Kennedy, if both of them do not get elected and another Democrat is put in power, 100% guarantee the BRICS nations are going to attack this country. 100%. We are going to actually have a physical war.
They're not going to have to attack us. We're going to have civil war here. They'll be
I would tell you what, it won't be a conventional war. It won't be conventional.
No. Well, it will be fighting. It will be fighting the street.
No, it's already happening with cyber attacks.
Right.
It's already happening with cyber attacks on our banking systems, infrastructure. Right here in Oregon, cyber attack. My information. Everybody is a cyber attack. They have my information. I have a real ID. I had to get the fucking real ID when I renewed my driver's license. And so this cyber attack affects me personally because they got all of their records from the Oregon DMV and Louisiana. You have all of my info. We can't forget that. So you're right. Like, this is going to be a new kind of war. And then at the same time, Oregon has been gifted by the federal government to upgrade their systems, and they haven't done a goddamn thing with it other than sit on the money.
Yep. New powerful internet in rural areas. Yeah, right. Why? So your tracking system can work better on all the people? Mother.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's, I mean, you know, I made some people mad one time. I told them, you're manufactured. You're a manufactured animal. That's all you are. You're eating nothing compared with this.
No, you are.
You're a manufactured product.
They've had all this tracking system ever since, well, Ron, you said with the birth certificate. You explained that one. Okay, driver's license is another way to track you. It's not to test your ability to drive, or to operate a vehicle. It's
It's a contract. That's been an added feature, but the original one when it first came out was simple. Right, that's an added feature. It is. Yes, sir.
It is.
Yeah, they don't look at your fucking card and type of shit, and they swipe it, motherfucker, like a credit card. You know, it's got a barcode in that bitch. You're already fucking know exactly who you are. You know, your sperm count, DNA test, and fucking blood count. I'm telling you, man. That ain't nothing. They want the whole climax. They want it all.
It's still for tracking and tracing. Yeah, it is a contract. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
It is. Yeah.
Your signature is on. You sign a contract. You agree to go by the rules of the road. Rules of the road. Rules. Yeah. Right.
Yeah,
be suggestions. That's like suggestions. Stop suggestions. Yeah. I mean, just go by
Congress.
Yeah, but see, you ain't got confidence. You're not smart enough. So we have to make you smart enough. We keep taking money away from you. That's our way of punishing you by taking money away from you.
Or taking your privilege. They call it a privilege.
Yeah, ran a stop sign. There was nobody fucking around. Nobody
around.
But you ran it.
But the grass and the trees.
Then you got the cameras monitoring it. So there's nobody. There's nobody. You don't completely stop. And then you got the cameras that'll bust you.
Right.
You know, and then, this is where the libertarian me comes in. It's like, you know what? If I am driving in the middle of the night on the freeway or on the highway and there's nobody around and I'm going 90 miles an hour and a 55, who the fuck cares? You know what I mean? Like, why is that a crime? You know, I am not, you know,
it's not a crime.
What they'll do is, like, they'll not only get you for speeding, they'll get you for reckless driving, careless driving. They'll try to stack up all these charges on you.
No
seatbelt,
no insurance,
no registration. So the last thing they want is somebody like me on the jury to go, hell no, I'm not going to find them guilty for that. They weren't putting anybody in danger other than themselves. It's a victimless crime.
But
fuck you.
Exactly. They have maximized everything. You just, you know, it's like when they went to make fucking dollars, they are the super large. You know what I mean? That's what they've done with us, man. It's you know, what do you do? You know,
we
can only stand up for ourselves here at this position. But I'm with him on the bucket. These countries getting together because they are. There's no doubt about that. They are getting. It's like fucking Survivor.
Yeah, I wanted to get back to what Think for Yourself is saying too. He's right. You know, and you know what? It might force America to get back to its actual roots. Originally, America before World War I did not want to get involved in international bullshit. We wanted our own sovereignty. We wanted to keep to ourselves. We wanted to build our own crap, manufacture our own crap, have our own sound money, gold-backed money, all of that. And World War I changed all of that, you know.
Yep.
And now all of a sudden we're, you know, involved in every country. How many bases do we have? Like, this is not the America that we believe in, you know. So maybe this BRICS will be, you know, that thorn in our side that forces us to come back to our own sovereignty and come back to our own,
reset. But there are those that don't want to do that. You know what I mean? There are going to be the kind of people that want to go to that. You know, I'm with you. 100%. That's what, it should happen, but, you know.
The answer is already here. We're just not using it. You know what that is? It's called common law. That's what the founding fathers set up when they set up this country. Common law is just as good as it is right now today as it was 200 years ago. Why do you think they want to use this fucking corporate law? Oh, we don't go by that old law anymore, that common law.
They can change it as they want to fit them.
Because the corporate law can change.
Yeah.
They can change it. And if they was to bring, just like I said, what have I said before? If they brought the common law back into full force and enforce it, keyword, all these motherfuckers that are doing this shit to this country would be swinging by a rope. What is the penalty for being a traitor to this country? Go look it up. It's in full force today. That means death by hanging.
Can you imagine the shit that Biden's doing? If he would have done this shit 75 fucking years ago, I'm just going to go that far back, not too far, 75 years.
Yeah.
That motherfucker would have been fucked bad.
Every tree would be having a body hanging from it in abortion and deceivers.
Yeah.
And what you guys are saying is 100% right. Back in the days, they would have killed the people. They would have destroyed these politicians. But in 2023, they're getting away with it.
Yes,
I was watching the whole Durham FBI trial. And the Durham is saying the FBI basically just fabricated a bunch of shit just so that they could have Trump on trial. So that the Democrats could discredit him so that he wouldn't get a proper credit for the next election. And they fabricated all this shit. Durham is on trial. And what happens? They don't care. Hunter Biden is getting away with a whole bunch of bullshit. Him and his father fucking extorted Burisma. The whole fucking Ukraine country is corrupt. But Burisma was being extorted by these two fucking people. And what's happening? They're getting away with it. Like you said earlier, Ron, and Gunn, back in the days, they would have got arrested, they would have got hung, got killed, but in 2023, the government lets them go. That's how corrupt this fucking country is now.
Mm-hmm. It don't apply to them. Like I said before, on many of my shows, it's okay for them, but it ain't okay for you. You know,
that's right.
What the fuck it is.
Yeah.
You know?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
But back then, it wasn't like that before. It wasn't okay for them, too, to do that shit. You know?
No. Not back,
everything was
not
more equal, you know. That's right. You know, not compared to days gone. But it's a sad deal, man. We don't have to be this way. We really don't. It's over them. It's over them. It ain't got nothing to do with us. We had nothing to do with none of this bullshit. We were drug into it. That's what the fuck happened. We're drug into this shit. Now we're gonna start fighting our way out. What else can you do?
We was asleep.
I mean, they got
the
courts in their fucking pockets. No, yeah, man, they got the courts in their pockets. I mean, I'm surprised Supreme Court did the shit. I'm okay. That kind of gave me a little bit of hope in my heart, just a little bit. Not much, but just a tad, you know. But,
Remember with the Supreme Court, when they wouldn't take the case of the fraud, when we all know Trump won, okay, there's no doubt about it, okay? But they wouldn't take 100. The case, okay? Yeah, they would not take the case. So what else, what is the Supreme Court there for? It's for that very issue. If that's not a constitutional issue, I'll eat your fucking socks, okay? That is a constitutional issue. The presidency of the United States is a constitutional issue, and they turn your back on. They turn their back on them.
Mm-hmm.
Figure that one out, traitors, motherfuckers. Every goddamn one of you down there, traitors.
Yeah. That's true. It took COVID. Any way to get by with that crime, you had to have a diversion going on. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's right. Exactly. I agree. Absolutely. Like I've always said.
You know, and I got to say, I'm going to inject something here when it comes to COVID. Like, COVID government response worldwide was so tyrannical. Uh-huh. And I think this generation, I mean, we have voters now that weren't even born before 9/11. And those of us that, you know, 9/11 was our wake-up call, younger generations don't have that. COVID is the next wake-up call for our younger generations. And, you know, all of the same psyops and tactics were used and upgraded for the COVID psyops. And so I think that is kind of our target to inform people on how they were manipulated. And they might not want to see it at first, but it's so glaringly obvious that eventually they're going to have to. And it's like, you got to ask, what's going to be the next thing? What is going to be the next big worldwide psyop that you need to be aware of, and you need to have your antennas, you know, dusted off so that you can become aware of it.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, yeah.
But that's like, as I said, it's Orwell. You know, you read the book, you know, it's like, wow. Then you see the movie. I think the book was better than the movie, but, you know, that's my opinion. But that just seems to be the ultimate goal, but there's not a win. There's no winner. You know what I mean?
Even down to the double talk. That Orwell explained in 1984. It's exactly. Right. It was like a playbook that Orwell fucked it up. It was a good story, but he fucked it up because he gave them the blueprint on how to control the people, how to properly program the people, and they're reading it and they understand it. That's the art of war. Sun Tzu, right there, is 1984, and that's what they're using. That's how they're manipulating the people.
Absolutely.
1984, it even goes back to the early 50s when this shit started. Haven't you ever heard of subliminal advertising? Back in the 60s, they would flash an image, say a McDonald's hamburger, for example. Yeah. All of a sudden, your subconscious would pick that up and say, I'm hungry for a McDonald's hamburger. Let's go get a hamburger. But they supposedly, quote unquote, outlawed that. You think they really did?
Kmart.
Remember Kmart?
Did you have Kmart?
Yeah, with today's technology, come on.
Okay, 1976, they got popped for that shit. They're playing some little tapes in the fucking stores. They had all their sound system on one track, the big old 16-track, you know, studio recorder-like machine for their sound system in the stores. You know, it rotated. You know, the tape rotated.
Yeah.
It's fucking crazy, man.
Yeah, it was.
Use
that today with today's modern technology, you'll never know it. You'll never fucking know it. You'll never know it.
Mm-hmm.
They're controlling the TVs right now with subliminal advertising that they got from the 50s and 60s, but they've advanced it with modern technology, you know, electronics and all that shit, okay? And they are playing you like a fucking fool. Playing you fool. Playing you to the fool.
That's it.
Prove me wrong.
That's exactly. That's it. Absolutely.
Right.
Yep. Yep.
That's crazy. Yep.
It's crazy.
I mean, there's so many control system, man, that they want.
Technology.
Anyway, kids, we're about to run out of time. I'll tell you that one, but we got like 3 minutes, so just letting you know ahead of time. So.
Time sure flies, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I could go another hour if you want to, or whatever you guys want to do. It's up to you all if you want to stick around. If you all want to stick around, for those who are not in the call line,
I will.
Call in.
Is 563-999-3726. Are you
going to
stick around?
Yeah.
Yeah, I still want to pick your mind on this
sure.
concept. That
yeah.
I need to figure this out. I really need to
right.
figure this out. And plus, I want to tell you guys right. about FedNow, if it's okay.
Oh, sure.
Stay
yeah.
on the line, man. Stay on
yeah,
the line.
Right.
Don't hang up.
Call
on
man,
what now?
563. Yeah, stay on your line. Don't hang up your phones. The number is 563-999-3726. You got like 2 minutes and 51 seconds to get in here, so you better do it. But hang out with us. Then we can really talk bad shit. But I'll say bad shit on the show when it's live with Beecher. I don't care. So anyway, call. Yep.
And remember, we have a private Skype call once in a while, too. Everybody's invited.
Yeah, absolutely. Skypes don't matter. I'll take anybody. Nope.
Yep. Call in now and press 1 when you want the host to bring you on with us.
Yes, absolutely.
For sure, for the bonus hour.
Yeah, the bonus hour.
Yeah, press 1. Press 1. I'll shoot you. We have freedoms. Remember, we're free.
You might win a freedom prize.
Yeah, freedom prize. You better have a backup.
Leave the country.
Damn it! You better have.
I'm going to do this. I'm thinking about doing this. I'm thinking about paratrooping. Going to Mexico and then coming back.
That'd be a good idea.
I'm going to change my name to Jose Sanchez. I want these free benefits. I go to New York for vacation.
Yeah. Paint yourself brown.
I know, and you know what? I could really use some money. So if I were to cross the border and then come back under a different name.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, man. Make bank shit.
An immigrant, I would get all kinds of stuff, you know, all kinds of freebies. It'd be great.
Absolutely. Yeah, why not? I'm English. Taco Bell.
A new social security number would be incredible. Just to come back and have a clean record. I think that would be interesting. Nobody knows who you are. You just walk. That's kind of...
All you need is a dead kid.
Take
the name of a dead kid, and there's your new ID.
Yeah, that'd be a whole new life.
Why not? That's what the Democrats do. They go in the graveyards and pick up, you know, write down the names. Oh, voters. Oh, we got a whole new bunch of voters there. And they've done it. You know, these people are corrupt. They're crazy and corrupt. Both.
Yeah, like that's what other, you know, it's almost impossible to, especially in almost any state, it's like, why do we not have laws mandating regular cleanups of the voter rolls? From dead people to people that are ineligible because they moved out of state, it is damn near impossible for anybody, even Democrats or Republicans, to actually pass laws that require regular and thorough scrubbing of the voter rolls so that, especially in Oregon, where we're a mail-in state, you know, we are a mail-in election state. And so, you know, and it's damn near impossible to get those voter rolls updated so that we're not sending out ballots to dead people and people that have moved out of state, and then it's forwarded on, and they can vote even though they don't live here anymore. You know, it's absolutely ridiculous. I don't understand it. Why is it so goddamn hard? And, you know, we don't need dead people on our border walls, folks. You know, that should be something that both sides, Democrat, Republican, should agree on. And yet, it's damn near impossible to pass laws to require it.
What do you
it's
mean?
It's very simple.
Dead people
why
have
they
no
don't
right to vote
very...
anymore? Is that what
well,
you said?
No, they're dead.
Dead people have no right to vote. What do you mean?
But the reason that they don't do this, here's a very simple reason they don't do it. It's the same reason that they can't take a major bite out of crime. You're always going to have crime. Yeah, it's always going to be around. It's human nature. But they know where these fucking people are. They know who these gangs are. They know where they are. But they allow them to continue. Why? Same thing with the voter deal. Why do they allow them to continue?
We're in overtime.
And they know where it is. They know who is who and who is in the fucking zoo. Send them in. Clean them out. Send me in there. I'll clean the son of bitches out. Okay? But see, they don't want that because they want that business of crime. It's a business. It's like Ron says. Put them in jail, fill up the prisons, and somebody's making fucking money on it. Guaranteed. Every fucking time. They don't want crime to end, or they don't want to take it. They don't want to get rid of all these gangs and all this shit. Because the more they can arrest, the more money they make, and it's just like a revolving door. Round and around and around we go. Ron, ain't that right?
Hey, Lord.
Yeah, well, that's why you see private prisons. Fuck yeah, that's private right, corporations. Right? Yeah, we can get in this housing people for money. Fucking right, man. There's money in this. Why do you think they did it? Do you think there's no money being made in fucking housing? These motherfuckers build these big prisons and shit? Fuck. Doc Benjamin. I'm telling you, man. It's about that money, you know?
Hey, yeah, Lord. Hey, Lori, was your state always a mail-in state? Because I've never heard of mail-in ballots until that election. That basically
yeah,
they got
Trump.
Yeah,
we've been a mail-in ballot state for over 25 years.
Okay. Huh. I've never even heard of it. Okay.
It's all mail-in. And then, but, you know, the beauty of it is we all get sent a voter's pamphlet. Which is not a pamphlet. It's more like a small book. But it has all the candidates, their statements. It has all the measures that we're voting on, the actual text, and arguments for and against, that kind of thing, which I think every state should want. Even if you go to the polls, every state should be sending out a voter's pamphlet that gives every voter the opportunity to read about every candidate, no matter what party, a statement, you know, and what they're about, in addition to if you vote on measures, you know, that go to the voters list, you know, actually shows the actual verbiage of the legislation that you're voting on and arguments for and against, all of that stuff. I think that should be, like, required in every state so that the voters actually know what they're voting on. If they bother to read it, that's another story, but at least they have it available. So that's what Oregon does, and we've been that way for a long time. And then it also goes for local, like, county elections. If we have special elections, we get the voters' pamphlet or booklet about a week and a half before we actually get the ballot sent out to us. Yeah, so that we can get to know the candidates and have some familiarity.
I think that stuff is important.
It's actually
Lori.
Not a bad system.
I think that stuff is important, Lori, but I think what's more important is IDing the person that's actually voting, whether they're legally in the right to vote or not. It just seems like during that election, it's just a bunch of weird names. I heard Mickey Mouse was one of the names on the ballots that voted. Not in the name of the ballots. One of the voters. Mickey Mouse. There was like Donald Duck. Did they just use a bunch of weird names?
Yeah, I mean, and they're supposed to be like signature verification. Like if you don't sign your ballot, if you don't sign it, and then it cross-references it with like the signature on your driver's license, to make sure it's a match, anything that's questionable. You can go online to make sure that your ballot was received. And if there's any issues, they will notify you, that kind of thing. And it could be improved for sure. But that's the one thing I would like to see is a verification of, okay, great, you got my ballot, but I want to know that it was recorded correctly. And that's the piece that's missing.
I think there's that also in today's, I think that, I'm sorry, Regan, please let me finish this thought. Please, I beg you, okay? I think that in 2003, with the blockchain technology, which is what cryptocurrencies are based off of, we should be doing all this stuff online. We everybody's house got a computer now. If you don't have a computer, you have a phone, which is basically a computer. We can physically do all this online. I don't think we should be mailing in ballots anymore. I think it could be fraudulent, faked, and counterfeited. With the blockchain trustless technology, I think we should be able to do these voting processes online. I'm positive that's the way we should go. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
It's even worse, okay? I'm a master electrician / engineer just like Ron is. I spent 2 years with a degree in electronics and computer technology. Computers can be hacked. Five-year-old kids today can be hacked, okay? This is what's wrong with when you put your ballot in that electronic machine, let me emphasize, electronic, you don't know where in the fucking hell that damn shit's going, okay? It's not like the old days. Remember the old days when they had the big voting machines that you walked in and you closed the curtain and you had a big handle there and you went, and you had all these little buttons you push and everything and you went, and it registered on a paper ballot. And that guy was standing right there, the sheriff's department or whatever, was taking your ballot and putting it into a box, not an electronic box, a regular box to be counted by an official. Today, it's like the Internet. You know, I've got four fucking computers running right here in front of my fucking face. I can access anything, anywhere, anytime, day or night, worldwide. What do you think? What does that WWW stand for? World Wide Web. And there's people out there that are experts at this shit that can grab that electronic vote right out of the air and change it, put it back, and you'd never freaking know it. And they're called Dybo voting machines. Go look them up. Go ahead.
See, Gunslinger, I don't know how to say this. With blockchain technology, that's what I hate Bitcoins, by the way, all right? With blockchain technology, it stops that counterfeiting that you're basically talking about. Why is Bitcoin so important? Because Bitcoins has a serial number that cannot be duplicated. That's why it's so valuable. Every time a transaction is placed from sending Bitcoins from one wallet to another, a serial number is created for that transaction, and then the serial number gets erased. And that's what would be used for the voting process. It would not be the technology of the past. It would be the newer technology, which is that blockchain technology, also known as trustless technology. It cannot be duplicated.
Wait a minute. Everything on the Internet can be duplicated. If you put a picture, if you put a picture of your butt on Facebook, it will be there forever. I don't care if you
can you make another Bitcoin? Can you make another Bitcoin right now? Can anybody, Gunslinger?
It doesn't matter with the day.
It does matter because if they could do it, Gunslinger, please. If they could do it, they would be really rich right now.
Everything.
We would have trillionaires right now.
I don't care about that.
They cannot duplicate a Bitcoin.
All I'm saying is from a technological view and from a computer view, everything can be duplicated. Everything can
not
be repeated. Oh, yes,
not
they
a
can.
Bitcoin.
There's people
not
out there. No, sorry, sir. I spent two years
in electronics. I think you need to research it a little bit
I know
more,
how this shit works. Okay? Everything can be duplicated, and there's no such
not
thing as
a
backup. Backups can fail. Oh, yes, they can. I don't care. Look at Wall Street. It's all electronics now.
Lost that millions of dollars in Bitcoin. He lost millions of dollars.
He lost it, but nobody duplicated it. Nobody can duplicate the blockchain technology once it gives out a number. You cannot duplicate it. If you can, you would be
not yet, but they will.
That's right, Ron. Not yet. Yeah. What Gunslinger is saying is that they can do it now, and nobody has done it yet. And I don't think it's possible. If you understand the blockchain technology.
Right, that we know. Yes, I do. But that
it has not been done yet.
Right. I understand it.
The value
has stayed
the same.
Yeah, I got you.
But it still can be done today. Look, come on, guys. They have technology out there that we don't
it's
even know
digital
about.
Digital currency. It's digital currency. So
it's still digital.
You,
it's digital. Right. Yeah, you're right. It's digital. It's not like
the old time stuff. Right. Somebody can override it eventually. You never know.
Yeah.
Right.
It's like the old time.
I don't like Bitcoin myself either. Because
it's like
reason.
The analog.
It ain't secure enough for me to be happy with it. That's why I don't fuck with it.
It's like the analog meters versus digital meters. Analog was perfectly safe. It was accurate the whole nine yards. Digital can be manipulated.
Bloody.
Okay?
Yes.
Not blockchain. So far, blockchain technology has not been able to be manipulated.
I spent 20 years in the field, okay? I know.
You got to get together, Gunslinger, and then you can tell me how I can make all this Bitcoin copies, and you and I could be trillionaires. If you could figure out how to duplicate a Bitcoin, me and you could be best friends for life. You could be friends forever, and we could be rich. We could buy the media with the money that if you could duplicate this Bitcoin, me, you, and Ron, we can take over this fucking world, bro.
We could.
I'm going to chime in on this too because the technology is so sophisticated that I actually don't want to put a bunch of money into it because if I die tomorrow, my family, nobody's going to be able to get into it. They don't have the ability. You could try to hack it all you want. But nobody's going to be able to get to it. And so, what happens to all of these funds that are in this Bitcoin technology? If somebody dies, nobody has access to it. Nobody can break into it. It doesn't matter if you have power attorney, nothing. If you don't have that code, you don't access it. And so what happens to all that money? Think for yourself. That's my question to you.
What happens if I have a million dollars and nobody can access it?
What happens to it?
You lose it all. That's what happens. The purpose of cryptos is for your money. It's your money. It's in your care. It's not in the bank's care. It's not in the government's care. It's in your care. If you want somebody to be the donor of it after you die, you give the people the access codes. It's in your care. If you don't leave it for anybody, you don't give people passwords to it and you die, the money's gone because it's in your care. That's what makes crypto so important. And let me just say this real quick. A lot of people think that the government is using cryptos to take over everybody's money. And the reality is right now, study it. They are trying to get rid of the cryptos. The government is trying their best to get rid of these cryptocurrencies. Why? Because the cryptos are putting the money back in the hands of the people. When you own a cryptocurrency,
wallet. I'm going to agree with you on that. And that's why they want to equate digital currency with crypto and what you're talking about. They don't want people to understand that there's a difference. Digital currency is not the same, as this crypto technology that you're talking about. They're two very different freaking worlds. But that's kind of what I'm concerned about because it's like, if you have $1 million in crypto, and Bitcoin or whatever, or Coinbase or whatever the hell it is. You have to trust the person that you give that information to, whether that's your attorney, whether that's your sister, whoever you give that to has access to it, and it implies an incredible amount of trust. And that's they right. don't need power of attorney. They don't need anything to be able to gain access to it. And so therein also kind of lies the concern.
So, Lori, this is a big concern, but if you study up on this, I can tell that, I hate to say this, Lori, because it sounds like I'm belittling you, but I'm not, okay? If you study into this, you will find out that there are escrows, technologies built in these cryptocurrencies. Escrow is like a bank for both sides. Once the transactions on both sides have been approved, then the funds are actually transferred. There's, it's called side chains, and there's the NFT, well, I forgot, not NFT, but there's these things that are in place that make sure that the money is being sent to the proper people, right? And by the way, you said if you were to send somebody, like let's say you send $1 million to me, you don't know how much it would cost? Probably less than a penny. If you were to send me $1 million using cryptos, you would be charged less than a penny. Now, if you were to send $1 million to me using Western Union, do you know how much you would be charged? I think it's like 10% or something. We're talking $100,000. So do you see the benefits here of cryptos? It's kind of like regular mail versus email. If you were to write up a letter and send it, it's going to take about 3 days before I get it. But when you write an email, I get it within 4 seconds. So if you were to send me cryptocurrencies, like you're going to send me money, $1 million, and you pay one penny, and I get it right away. And here's the crazy thing. I could donate Ron on every time I listen to his show. Ron could put up this thing where everyone that listens to his show makes a what's called a micropayment. So we don't have to pay Ron a dollar because, honestly, Ron is a little bit crazy. I don't think he's worth a dollar. But I think he's worth a penny. Or half a penny. So every time I log on to his show, listen to his show, or even your show, I pay half a penny just to listen to it. But those half a pennies add up over time, and all the listeners eventually add up, and then you could be making a bunch of money off of just these micropayments that are being put on. But right now, with the system that we had, we cannot do these micropayments. You cannot send, I don't think anyone could send a dollar. I don't know, I'm going on a tangent, but That's my two cents.
I totally get it.
Did I ever read you guys' story?
Like a bartering system. And, you know, when we're in a bartering system, normally, like, you know, okay, you know, I grew cucumbers and, you know, my neighbor grew tomatoes and we want to trade. You know, we can only do that at,
a
very small scale. But what we're talking about is a bartering system that can be implemented on a worldwide scale, that's actually beneficial. And that's
actually
more
sound. Well, can I trade you
sound.
A bud of weed for one of them cucumbers? I mean, just talking.
Something like that. And so far, the transaction has not been able.
I would like that, actually.
absolutely.
But if you were to donate
like
me crypto and I could transfer that into money, or I could go to my local pot shop and buy, like, the cream of the crop top shelf bud, then I'm all
cucumbers,
for it.
You're cooked for a month. You know what I mean? Yeah. So, did you guys ever hear me read that story about Johnny that I wrote? Told you that's a writer. I write shit. You ever heard the story about Johnny? You ever heard the story?
I have.
Okay, well, let me read the story to you. I wrote this because we're going to talk about digital money, okay, in this story, in a way, okay? And this is how the world's going to work. And a lot of people find it funny. It's kind of hilarious, but it's true, okay? So all right, here goes. I'll tell you the story. Little Johnny comes up to my house and goes, "Hey, Ron, man, I'll cut your grass for $5. Okay, cool. Knock yourself out, man. So he cuts my lawn fucking gorgeous. So he comes back, the door knocks the door. He goes, "Hey, man, I'm here to get my pay." He pulls out his phone. I hand him my card. He swipes it. Okay, $5. He's cool. $5. So he goes back, puts his lawnmower down the road. He sees his convenience store with a flashing light says cold soda. It's in the middle of July. It's hot motherfucker outside. You know what I mean? Cut grass early? No, you don't. Real people don't do that. But anyway, I'm kidding, but I do. But anyway, so he goes in the store. He goes to the cooler. He sees this bottle pop for $1.25. He grabs it, goes up the counter, sits on the counter, hand the dude his card. The dude swipes it. The dude says, "Well, you have insufficient funds, man." And Johnny goes, "What do you mean? I just made $5 on Ron's." He goes, "Well, no, you didn't get $5, bro, when you got paid." And Johnny goes, "What do you mean?" He goes, "Well, You don't know how the system works? He goes, I don't get it. I need $5. I can't buy $1.25 soda. He goes, well, your balance is $1.25 is all you have left after you get your $5. He goes, what happened is the government with this digital currency system has taken out for income tax, Social Security, Medicare, this fee, that fee, all these fees. So your balance is down to $1.25. That's automatic. So is that money transferred from him to you? It was automatically deducted. That's how it works nowadays. So Johnny goes, okay, I got $1.25 so I can buy the soda, right? The clerk says, no, you can't because you ain't got enough money to pay the taxes. So you see, yeah, that's the reality that's going to happen. That's what they want. So anytime you move any money from one to another, every time, you're charged. Receiver is also going to be paying a fee too, probably. The other person, you know what I mean? The store clerk, if he took your money, he's going to have to pay a fee just like they do now. Yeah, I mean, I've had credit cards in my business before, and I had to pay a monthly fee. Servicing plus like fucking 3% of the sale, 10% of shit like that, you know, out of my pocket, you know, but it'll be worse than it is now. It'll be the same system, you know, but it'll be everybody. Just, I'm not talking to fucking stores no more. I'm talking everybody. In other words, you ain't going to go yard selling and pick up that fucking $3,000 fucking jet ski for $100 anymore. That's going to happen. Because if you do, you pay them $100, they're going to have to pay taxes on that money you gave them. Then you're going to have to pay a fee to transfer the money to them. You see, it's you got fees when you use different ATMs, foreign ATMs shit. You got to pay a fee to get any money. Well, there you go. But it'd be everything, everywhere. There'd be no more money.
Everything is definitely,
the table,
yeah, there's always somebody smarter than us find a way to fee us to death.
Yeah.
And think
yeah.
for yourself. What do you think about that?
I'm sorry. I own a business. I'm a contract. And at the end of the year, when I do taxes, it is fucking hell. I'm not trying to cheat the government. I just want everything done proper. So I do everything proper. And I wish there was a system that would just do it all for me. And so I'm sorry. I kind of want it all to be automated for me, where at the end of the year, I don't even have to do my taxes, that it can all be tallied up throughout my spending throughout the whole year.
Well, that's the way it'll be done.
Yeah, that's how it would be done.
Well, therein
yeah, so
lies
your
a
business,
whole new
your
conversation
business.
There, thing, is the deception, the massive, the biggest deception here in America by our government is them making we the people believe we are all subject to the income tax. There is this big deception and opens up a whole new line of conversation. When quite literally, what the law says is there are three criteria, what the law says and what the Department of Treasury has confirmed and is not disputed or changed, is the income tax only applies to foreign people operating within the United States earning income, or American citizens earning income from foreign companies or abroad. So you're an American citizen, you are working in another country and you're earning income, then the income tax applies. Or if you're an agent. So you're the tax preparer for either a foreign person earning money within the United States or you're an agent or tax preparer for an American citizen earning money abroad, then they are subject to the income that they make for providing their service. Those are the only three criteria. That is what the law states.
Yeah.
So
but that ain't the way it works.
If you are an American citizen, can right here in the United States, you earn your income within the United States, you don't, you're not earning income from any foreign entities, then you are literally not subject to the income tax. That is how
they
it
don't,
is.
But they
and
don't see
it
that way.
If you want to look up more information on that, look up Dave Champion, who I've had on my show twice, and I will soon have on my show again. He hasn't paid federal income tax in over 25 years, and he has been brought in by the IRS, and he has showed them the law, and they have not pursued it. Why? Because he can show the actual law. He can show the actual Department of Treasury decisions that mm-hmm. have not changed it all this time. The income
right.
tax literally does not apply to like 80% of Americans.
Well,
and yet
Bob,
every time
the contract.
You sign the form, every time you submit a 1040, every time that you allow your W-2, you allow your employer to deduct taxes, you
yeah.
literally check that box that says,
yeah,
I agree
you allowed it.
That
you give consent.
The federal income tax
you,
applies
right.
to me.
You give
and
consent.
And it doesn't.
Right. Yep.
You're,
no, you're
giving your
to
consent
it,
that, yes,
you're
it applies
agreed
to me.
A contract. Yes, ma'am. That's right. You're let people fuck you out of money.
Exactly. And
that's
people
exactly
don't
what
know what the legal
no,
definitions
they
is.
Don't have a clue.
Like,
if
you look at the actual legal definition
yep.
of employee, again,
right.
you know, if you go back to the original definitions
right.
of employee, that means
right.
you are an employee, you know, that is a either, you know, but you're an employee, which means you are a person that is A, an American citizen working abroad and earning income, or B, you are an American citizen that is gaining foreign income, or C, you are an agent of either one of those two. You know, so if you keep
mm-hmm.
looking back at these definitions, they've never
right,
changed.
Right. Right. They changed the name. They changed the wording. You know, but I mean, like, look at the word driver. The word driver means a lot of people don't get that one either. But I'm a driver. No, you're not. Are you making money? No. Well, you're not a fucking driver. Drivers make money. That's what you're. That's as an employee identification as a person that operates a motor vehicle. But you're doing it for the act of money.
I heard that show.
Yeah,
that
you're not a taxi
you
driver.
Taxi
you're not
glory.
An Uber. You're not a bus
right.
driver, you know.
Right, right, right.
I mean,
that's right. You're not.
By driving, yeah.
You're right. But the trick is, another trick there again, about that one, because, like, you know, the birth certificate, they state that we're all considered corporations by your birth name, you know, your corporate name. Your actual, well, it's your surname, but your birth name, whatever you're given. And then that is the name of the corporation, and then they, you know, you're considered a driver for that corporation because you're moving around. It's bullshit, but that's how they done it. You know, so, I mean,
here's
check
the
it
thing
out
yourself. With, here's the thing with what you had said, Lori, about the taxes. What if you want to get a loan from a bank, right? You want to get a loan for your business, but you don't have tax records. How do they how can they identify if you make enough money to satisfy the loan requirement? If there's no documentation,
well, because your income has nothing to do with your taxes. You know, you can show your income other than
right.
your reported income on your taxes. Usually, if you don't show your tax returns, you can at least show your pay stubs. You can show a history. Here's the last year of all my pay stubs. Here's how much I've been paid. And that will be enough to satisfy a loan.
Well, if you're doing a 1040, that's something else. But if you're doing a 1099, like how I, because I'm a business, a 1099 reporting without,
yep.
with I don't get pay stubs basically. So I don't know. I don't think I can. In fact, I know I can't. I tried it already, where it's just off of my pay,
employees?
Accounts, like.
Do you have people work for
no,
you?
No, I don't have input.
You know,
no,
I would
no,
highly encourage
no, you're cool.
to buy Dave Champion's book, Income Tax Shattering the Myth, number one. Number two, listen to my past shows with him. Like, my past show with him, we got, you know, more into it than we did on the first show, on my show. You can go back to my archives and listen to it. Income Tax Shattering the Myth. And then when I have him on a third time, which I reached out to him and he wants to be a guest on my show again in July, probably toward like maybe the third week in July or maybe we're targeting. But when I have him back on the show, I will definitely encourage you to call in and ask him some of these questions. But number one, he doesn't like to like repeat himself a lot if you haven't actually read his book, which explains it right there. You know, like he gets into it in his book. And, you know, but
he gets,
you know, we went into tax law quite a bit on the last show that I had with him as my guest. And he has his own business. He has, you know, his own thing too. And he can explain it to you way better than I can.
He gets into how to get a loan without tax paperwork. Every time I ask for a loan, Lori, every time I've asked for a loan, they have always asked for my my tax records. 2 years prior, minimum, depending on how much I ask for, and they always ask for tax records. But maybe you could get away with not paying the government.
You know what? And it's not because they care about how much taxes you paid. They use that information to verify how much income you made, right?
That's right. They use it to verify, and that seems to be the standard.
This would be the perfect question to ask him the next time he's on my show. You know, because I don't know the particulars of that. Like, if you apply for a loan, and when he is on my show next month, that is absolutely 100% a great question to ask him. How do you apply for a loan when they require your tax returns? And if you haven't filed tax returns, like he hasn't for the last over 25 years, then that means that bank needs to require something else to verify income, right? Which means pay stubs, which means, you know, whatever income that you have. You know, they have to have another means, because there are people that are exempt from having to file taxes, either because they didn't make enough income or whatever. They're declared exempt. And so that bank needs some other way besides tax returns to be able to approve a loan. And he would be great to talk about that. Actually, I hope that you do. When he's on my show, as a matter of fact, after this, I'll probably message him and go, hey, this is a question that came up. I don't have the answer to, but when you come on my show, I want you to have an answer to this question.
Yeah, that would be good. That would be good. Because I'll tell you, if I don't pay my taxes, I feel like I will get arrested. But that's, if I don't know the law, I wouldn't know how to argue it. But I'm telling you, if I don't pay my taxes after I give it the IRS 2 years, I'm going to get audited. And if I keep not paying them, I will get arrested. I'm pretty sure.
That's the intimidation part of it. That's the intimidation.
Yeah.
That's why most people file it, because they're too afraid of being audited and having the IRS pounds on.
Right. Taking all
but
this shit.
Yet, you know, he just bought another house, a new place. He just, 2 years ago, you know, so in order to buy that place, he would have had to get a loan to be able to do it, but yet he hasn't paid or filed federal income taxes for over 25 years. So he was able to do it.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, my God. That's incredible. That's incredible. If I cannot have to pay taxes, like, I can save at least $5,000 every year. At least $5,000 every year. That is some money right there. Holy shit. Yeah, I'd need to check into that more. But I don't think it's possible for some reason. But I'll definitely check in your show. That sounds really interesting. Look.
Yeah. And, you know, his book isn't that expensive. It's Income Tax Shattering the Myth. Dave Champion, really smart guy, very factual. He deals in facts. He's very good at legalese, and he's also very good at, you know, biological science and stuff. That's why I follow him. That's why I love to have him on my show as a guest, because he's just so well-versed in this stuff that – it's like, wow, you know, if more people knew this stuff, you know, there would be a complete revolt. You know, people would be like, you know, fuck this. I work here. I have my own business in the United States. I don't have foreign dealings, you know. And when they realize that they are actually not subject to the federal income tax and they are, you know, been deceived this whole time, there would be an uprising if people really understood that the laws have never changed. The regulations have. The IRS has all their regulations, but those regulations are not laws. And the actual law and the actual definitions and the actual Department of Treasury, every new head of the Department of Treasury has to define their own rules. And every single head of the Department of Treasury has never undone these actual definitions and actual laws. And that's the reality. That's like the huge wake-up call, like huge deceit that's been going on. And the more people start to realize that, it's like, wow. And then we get into Hunter Biden. And normally libertarian me would be like, oh, hey, yeah, he's evaded taxes. But the thing is he's evaded taxes based on foreign investments. He's been paid by foreign companies. He went to foreign countries like the Ukraine and China and earned his money that way. And therefore, absolutely is subject to the federal income tax because he was acting as an agent for these foreign companies and being paid as an agent and gaining his income from these foreign companies in the Ukraine and China and stuff. And therefore, he absolutely is subject to the federal income tax that he evaded. And so, therefore, Hunter Biden is absolutely guilty of the crimes he's been charged with.
That's true.
Boy, did I make everybody shut up.
Yeah.
Hunter Biden. Yeah.
I've never had to use tax papers to get money from the bank. I never have.
You pay your taxes, right? Are you like me?
But
and you pay,
no.
Or you don't pay your taxes? You don't pay your taxes either?
I'm
so stupid.
No, why?
How am I
What's the reason?
One?
Exactly everything she said. I know that. I know all about that shit.
Oh, really? Oh,
yeah.
So this
really.
Is real then? Yeah. Okay,
yeah.
Then I need to start
Absolutely.
Study up on this. Right.
How do you think rich people get rich, man? Well, you think how do you figure to get out without paying taxes? I mean, you pay a little bit, this and that type of shit, but, you know, not your main income. No. It's in the Constitution, man. It's not to pay a tax up to sort of his back, you know, type deal, man. That's a fact. But if it's fine, yes, you do. If you're bringing something in, you got to pay to get it in here type deal. You know what I mean? And most of every other person that does them, they just pay taxes because they agreed to a contract. They don't know. They is their employer, and that right there automatically isn't the right to take taxes, and you are given consent to do it. That's what it is. It's like, I've been in many arguments over child support cases, okay, and I have made people look stupid over these deals. Because the fact of it is, when you have to pay child support, it was, well, the judge ordered it. No, the judge didn't. He stood by it, yes. So say he. The deal was you signed a document, whether you know you did or not, you signed a document, okay, and it is a contract to pay child support. So you can't, you know, forcing people to pay money for child support was never, ever a law. It is a rule, okay? But you signed consent.
Yep, I getcha. You signed the contract, you agreed to it, and therefore,
right. So you are committing fraud.
You bound your own hands.
They're considering you act of fraud, which in the Constitution, you know, there's three elements: victim, damage, fraud. So there you go. So you didn't withhold your part of the deal. So they have a bargaining chip with them now. Now they have control because you're fighting civilly to fight this contract. Get out of it. You see what I mean? But they're going to fuck you. They got you anyway. You done gave it up. You know? It's like they pull over, and the cop goes, you know why I stopped you? You say, well, I might have been speeding a little bit too much, or I missed that stop sign. As soon as you fucking said that, you just fucking signed your own fucking death warrant when you said that, because it, you're telling the cop, he's writing this shit down for the judge, this person admitted they went through a stop sign. Even though you said, you, did I go through the stop sign? You know, so it's like you didn't know anyway, so I'll like, say whatever they want. Don't matter. Cops can lie. It's legal. See what I mean? As soon as you open your mouth. Yeah. As soon as you open your mouth, you sign a contract with them. And you don't even know it. The right to remain silent. I tell people, you got to use it, man. I mean, it might drag you out of the car, whip your ass a little bit. But
exactly.
That's good. That's good for you. Let them whip your
exactly.
ass.
Exactly. I mean, all you really need to do is go, I want a lawyer. I have the right to remain silent. And you don't have to answer anything. If they say, what's your name?
Yep.
You know, you don't have to answer.
Yep.
It's like, no, I want my lawyer. I am staying silent.
You know, I talked to a group in outside Ocala, Florida, a couple years ago. I went down and did a little gig down there and talked to these people and explained to them. You know, I said, you know how stupid people really are? And they're looking at me like, what the hell is this guy said? We're all stupid. Everyone's so dumber than a bag of hammers and just plain fucking dumber than stuff. You know, because we consent to shit and not even know we did it. They're not paying attention to what we say. You know? And here's one that really tells me, here's how dumb we are. Our people are dumb and stupid, and I'm talking about everyone here in this audience, are just is fucking dumb. And here's why. And these women, this couple of old brothers getting a little fucking pissed off. Man. I said, here's why. If you are arrested and they read you the Miranda, do you understand them? Do you get it? You know? And no, you don't. You don't understand. But because the cops are saying, did you understand me? And you're going to say yes, and no, you don't. You don't understand shit. You don't. And here's why. Here's why, sis. When they read that Miranda rights to you, they're going to tell you something like this. You have the right to remain silent. Anything you say can and will be used against you. It will be used against you. Anything you fucking say to me, it's going to be used against you. Regardless. If you say fucking hello to me, it's against you in the court of law.
Exactly.
So where
exactly.
Yeah.
That's why, and they would try to goad you. I mean, like, were you doing this? Where were you going? The second you answer one question,
right.
Now you've just complied to being asked and obligating yourself.
Consent. Consent, praise the Lord.
Exactly.
What
and they will
Lord?
Try to
they
goad you. They'd be like, you murdered this person. You did that. And they're going to try to get you defensive so that you react. And respond and answer one of their questions. And once you
it's
do that,
it's called fight or flight.
You've
fight
just
flight,
given
God
up your right to remain silent.
You did. If you don't fight, you're going to go flight. So that's what you're going to do. Because you're going to try the fastest part of it.
Yep.
And that's where people fuck up. You know, they do. There's a lot of people sitting in jail giving consent. You know, most people, I tell most people go to fucking prison or fucking volunteers. You know, nonviolent people, you know, volunteers. Yeah. That's that. Leave people shit alone. Don't do stupid shit. You know what I mean?
Because they opened up their damn mouth. You know, hoping
mouth,
that because they believe the promises. Well, if you tell us now, you know, then we'll work with you. But if you don't, then you know, you're
you.
Gonna get 20 years.
Yeah, it's right. If
you know, you're doing
you
yourself a favor if you cooperate with us. And then the reality is, no, you just fucked yourself up in the ass. You know, by believing
I got
obligation to tell the truth. That's another thing.
Really
it's like even though they promise you something, in order, you know, they are under no obligation to tell you the truth. They are fucking lying to you. They get you to consent by lying to you.
Yeah. Well, check this out. I'm going to tell you this little story.
Go ahead.
Okay. Remember I'm a musician, right? All right, one of my bandmates, we were getting arrested, okay? All of us were. You were fucked up, drunk, and stupid. And he goes to, as they're walking us out of handcuffs, he's kind of tussling us around and shit. My bandmate said, your mom with that mouth? And he goes, yes, I do. And he goes, well, hey, how does my dick taste? Oh, my God. That cop wanted to kill that motherfucker. It was awesome. I'm like, man, what are you saying?
A little
fucking
salty.
Tart? Yeah.
A little salty.
God. And I'm like, fucking heavy metal. Fuck it. Let's go. Yeah, it was fucking hilarious. I'll never forget that. I'll never forget that. Oh, man. Oh, God.
Oh, my God. So did I just, like, tune off everybody? Think for yourself, you know?
No.
Who else is actually still here? I didn't mean to totally dominate the conversation, but
I got 505. I think that's what's his name from conservative media joint people? 505. I'm going to find out. They got their hand up. Let me see what it is. Hi, 505. You're on the air. Are you just a listener? Are you sleeping? No? Okay.
Or it could be unresponsive. Is your switchboard actually still alive, or does it look like it's alive?
It is. It's still alive. That's how we're talking.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
my chat room's still going too.
Oh, no, but you can continue. You can continue past that. It won't be part of the show recording. And even though, you know, your switchboard shuts down and everything, if you don't touch it and end the show, it'll continue on. Like, my show, I've had go on for, fuck, like 5-6 hours many times.
No shit. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I've never
it happens
before.
A lot, actually.
But I bounce around so much. I don't do my shows every day like I used to because I'm so big. I'm more busier than ever, but crazy shit in life I live. So I don't do – I usually try to do the weekends if I can if I'm home. I'm not doing some gig or something, you know. I'm always constantly on the move doing something. But
okay, so if you're a host here on Blog Talk, I'm going to give you the trick. Number one, the host can always direct connect in using their computer. And so on your laptop, you direct connect in. And then you just mute your speakers, you know, you mute the dial-up. So you call in as the host to start your show, right? And you just have it open. And then you use your cell phone or, you know, home phone to call in using the guest line. And so that's what I always do, right?
Okay.
And literally, like, after the 3-hour mark, you know, after the bonus hour ends, the switchboard shuts down, everything, you can't see anything that's live, but you can keep talking. Anybody that's still on, you know, via their phone that has called in, including you on your cell phone, including you on your cell phone, if you called into the guest line, we can still keep going. Right. And when you get those messages, just don't click on okay or end show or anything. Just leave it fucking alone. Don't touch it. And you can go for 6 hours. I mean, like, literally, like with Donnie, sometimes like Cinnamon, Donnie's wife Cinnamon.
Right.
She and I mean, she's East Coast. Like, there have been shows of mine where she and I are just talking, and pretty soon it's 1 o'clock in the morning my time, Pacific time.
Right.
You know, four in the morning her time. And
see, you're ahead of me. I'm central.
And
so.
I think that's the trick, because the entire time I'm still connected via the direct connect on my laptop.
Right.
And unless my cell phone goes down, but that's the other beauty of it, is if my cell phone disconnects, then I can switch my audio over to my laptop because I've got the direct connect still connected. So I just unmute my direct connect, changed over my Bluetooth over to the laptop, and then I can proceed.
Right.
And, yeah, I've got hours, like, literally. So that's the trick. And don't ever tell Blog Talk support this, because I don't think they know. There was another host that asked Blog Talk support about the bonus hour, even the bonus hour, and they would not admit that it exists. And then I told him to shut the fuck up. Like, if they don't know this.
Yeah, don't fuck with it. Right.
Like, don't
well,
ask
I did a show,
about
I did a show one
you
time.
Know?
Right, but I did a show 24 hours around the clock.
Let us know for what hour this shut the fuck up.
I think it was back
don't
in 2011. Yeah, 2011, I did a show for 24 hours around the clock. Didn't stop. Ain't that crazy? That's I figured a way to get to manipulate BTR and fuck with them. And this show stayed lit for 24 hours straight. It was crazy. But I stayed going. I just kept on going. I didn't do shit. I rocked, and I was so fucking tired. I couldn't even talk anymore. God damn, you know. I got to, man, you're sitting in the same position for 24 hours. Kind of. Well, I had to get go piss and stuff, but, you know. Oh, fuck. It was a hell of a show. Because I used to be on a Perry Steele show before I did my own. And, wow. We was badass blog talk radio show. We was wicked. We had more numbers. It was crazy. And but BTRs went downhill since then. It got sold. And it ain't what it used to be. Now it's more, most of the shows I see
no,
on there anymore.
No, it's not.
All,
it's really,
all,
it's really hard to even get like 10 downloads. I mean, like,
right.
The money that you're paying, but yet they're at the same time, it's like, they're like one of the only ones that allow the service of people to call in and have a chat room, you know, for the
right.
money.
Well, I got other formats like,
you know,
yeah, Mixler. I do Mixler too. Mixler, it don't have the phone line, but you can do all that shit, you know. That's what I do with Skype. So, but BTR, you has own dedication. How long you been on here? Did you catch me?
Let's see. I started out as a co-host on another network and then started my own show about 6 months or 9 months after that on that network. And then
right.
I left that network. I liberated myself and got my own account and set up all my
right.
past episodes. Like, oh, my God, what a pain in the ass that was.
I imagine.
And, yeah, so my first show, actually, my first show not co-hosting was September 5th of 2001.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then I broke off in March of last year. You know, March 2022, I broke off and went independent. I downloaded
right.
all my audio. I recreated all of the text and everything, like recreated all my past episodes. There were 30
right.
of them at the time
right.
under my own account.
Right.
So, yeah, I've been around. Right. I'm a newbie. I'm a fucking baby compared to so many others. I mean, I'm a baby on Blog Talk.
I don't know. I've been doing it for about 14 years, so I've been around a while. But not all the time.
I'm a toddler.
I'm a libertarian toddler
of Blog Talk Radio. Maybe
that's
that should right. be my alias.
That's cool. There you go. It's just good to see. It's good to see you do it, though. That's the cool thing about it, you know. That's the cool part, you know. Because I mean, a lot of people don't like to hear the truth. They just don't want to hear the gospel of the truth, man. And they're bullshitted. People are bullshitted so much it's not funny, you know. It's a sad fucking situation. That's what I'm only. That's why I like to talk about those type of things. And that's why the show's kept on as long as it has. You know why I keep doing it.
The truth hurts, don't it?
Who was trying to talk a second ago?
What's that?
I just said that the truth hurts.
I heard somebody.
Oh,
yeah.
Well,
that's it.
Yeah, think
sorry.
Yourself.
And well, I know that there's a delay. You know, I know there's a delay, and I heard somebody try to say something, and then I tried to,
yeah.
like, go, hey, who was that?
Yeah. But,
it was
yeah,
probably
it,
me. I said the truth hurts. You still hear me?
Yeah, the truth hurts. Yes, it
yeah.
does. Some people. Yeah.
Yep.
No, it hurts no matter who you are.
Yeah,
you can be
does.
A patriot, you can be anybody, but the truth fucking hurts. And
yeah.
the more truth I see, the more it hurts.
Well, it shouldn't be reality because it already existed before. They just took it away for their own agenda. That's the whole point. They took
that's
it away
the whole point.
Yeah, so they don't give a shit. Yeah. But, yep, yeah, anyway. Well, this show is going to be in shortly because we're on that last hour, almost into that already. Wow.
Oh, but like I was saying earlier, we can keep going. We can keep going. Just your switchboard will shut down. You won't be able to see who's on. All that stuff. Normally, that's how it works, unless Blog Talk has a fuck up. But then it's not on the recording, right?
Right.
So sometimes, like on my show. When it's past the recording time, that bonus hour, and now we're in free-for-all, like, not a part of the recording. There is, you know, whatever is said now is off the air, off the recording.
Right.
And sometimes that's where things get really fucking interesting on the show.
Yeah, damn wish it was on tape, you know. Yep, absolutely. Crazy.
Because then people know that, okay, we're not recorded now. We're past that. Okay, whatever I say, there is no record of it.
They're right, but there is. Trust me, it's recorded somewhere. There's recording.
Everything. Oh, yeah.
Skype
is being
recorded,
you know. But, okay.
And for those who are
pain in the ass to get a fucking
show,
warrant for it.
Unless you're here to listen to the show and be a common person, fuck you. Hi, Cinnamon.
You know, and we're harmless, you know, we're fucking harmless. We're not like, you know, threatening to, you know, blow up any government agency or anything. Like, we're fucking harmless.
Away from you fuckers as we
can. Red flag.
We don't want to be near you. So you're okay. You know, so I don't want to come visit you. I don't want to say hi, and I sure ain't going to support you. You know, crazy people.
Exactly.
Yeah. Rich fuckers wanting to steal money. Let's become politicians so we can go steal some money. We can't be poor, you know. I'm surprised they don't fucking say we're too big to
money,
fail.
Money. Anybody have that clip?
Yeah, I could pull. Is the good of some people today. Yep, pine car caviar for a star daydream. Think about me a bit. Old team. I can't remember if I got to try that song. My Pink Floyd. That was a good song to get fucked up and listen to. Money. Somebody say.
Who do we still have on? Is everybody falling asleep?
You and Gun.
Like,
me you
think,
and Gun.
I feel like we need to have a check-in on actually who's on right now.
There's only two people.
I'm still here.
Me, you, and Gun. The Three Stooges.
Well, we don't know, though, because when your switchboard goes off, then you will see everybody is hung up. Like, it'll notify you, like, this person has dropped, that person.
They
could still be on. It lies to you.
I don't know. They're off the board. I mean, Think took off, and so did the 503 number, or 508, I can't remember which one it was. Just us three here now.
Well, I'm 503. Oh, so Think for yourself, you dropped?
He took off, yeah. He's not, he's not in the chat room either no more.
Well, he took off.
I hope he calls in on my show on Sunday.
And Dick Northwest is still in my chat room.
He used to be a regular, and then...
Yep.
A couple of shows of mine, like, he got drowned out, and I think he got frustrated. And even though we disagree on a lot of stuff, he and I actually agree on a lot. And when I've had conversations with him when, like, I didn't have very many callers calling in, we've had really great conversations. Think for yourself to me. And so even though I disagree with him on a lot, we actually agree on a lot. And so he is a really good person. He normally keeps his cool very well, unless somebody comes along and starts antagonizing him, then he'll lose his shit, you know, like anybody else.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, see, he's a nice guy. I've talked to him a few times before.
Well, see, that's the problem that with George. You know, he thinks he's fucking all the fucking tech expert, and when you're talking to a tech expert, he's not. Okay? You remember that? You know, Ron. You know?
Oh, yeah.
Bullshit.
Well, he knew more than you did anyway. Anybody, he knew more than
you.
Well,
yeah, I've been in computer support with Windows. Oh, that reminds me. Like, I got one of those prank calls, you know, like pretending to be Microsoft. And he's like, we've detected the virus and everything on your computer.
Oh, yeah.
The only thing you get to, the only thing you have to do on that call, like, oh, we've detected the virus and, you know, we need access to clean it for you and all that kind of stuff. All you have to do is ask them, what is my metadata? Tell me what you're seeing is my IP address. Tell me the metadata that shows what version of operating system I'm running on and what browser I'm using. And they will not be able to answer you. I know, because my support job, tickets were escalated to me. I was tier 3 level, right? And so I'd be looking the person up and I'd be looking up their login history and I had all their metadata. I knew what device they were using, what browser they were using, the time, the location, all of it. And so I told him, I'm like, you know, so when he said, oh, you have a virus and blah, 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 and I'm like, all right, well, if you're legitimate, then I know that you have the metadata. You know what operating system I'm running, you know what browser I'm using, and you know I might... my IP address. Verify that for me, and then I'll believe you. Click.
Oh, yeah. I had one call me up the other day. Said it's from Social Security. They called with a registered number. Couldn't see the number on the call phone. And anyway, I answered. And they said, Social Security. And he goes, what is your name? I said, this is my name. And he goes, what's your zip code? I gave him a zip code. Didn't give him mine. They went my personal address, you know, all this shit. I said, I don't live at home. I'm homeless. He goes, what? I said, I'm homeless. I live on the street, man. You know, I live on the street, you know.
Live under the bridge, underthebridge.com.
Well, he goes, somebody, you know anybody in Texas? I said, yeah, I know a lot of people in Texas. And, was you in Texas in the past 3 months? I said, no. But, well, somebody stole your ID and they're in Texas and used your credit card. We found a car with a bunch of drugs, and they said, well, shit, where's that? I need some money. Anyway, I finally caved in. I said, dude, first off, I know you're full of shit, you know? You fucking sand can fucking motherfucker. Let me tell you something. You ain't getting shit, and how's your wife doing? Ask her how I was last night. You know, oh, my God. He started calling me every name. But... you motherfucker, cocksucker, son of a bitch. Yeah, well, right. Yeah, that's what I was telling your wife last night, you son of a bitch. Anyway, he got fine mad. He hung up on me, son of a bitch. First off, they don't fucking call.
Yeah, well, us women have our own twist on that, by the way. Like, if it's another woman that's giving us shit and she's trying to scam us, because they use women because, oh, they have such a nice, sweet voice. They couldn't possibly be trying to fuck me over, right? And, when we women pick up on that and it's like when we know it's a scam, it's just like, hey, how do you like the fact that I sucked your fucking husband's dick last night? By the way, it's crooked and deformed. I don't know how you...
Made of day. I love, but also the bot.
Doesn't that big wart on the right side of it, like, really turn you off? I get really gross about it. tell them, the scammers don't like me much.
I fuck with them all the time. What I was told was, I said, is that... man, look over, I'm over at this cuticle. Look at brother, the baby.
You motherfucker!
Yeah, that's right. I am. But they're fucking retarded. You know, it kills me. It's endless, you know? It never ends. One time I did it, I thought it was a fucking somebody. It was a... one of them fucking scam calls. I don't see the name. And I answer this, somebody say, who the fuck is this? It was a cousin. What the fuck, man? What's wrong with you? I thought you were one of them fucking, you know, cocksucking Indies. Calling me up, fucking trying to sell me siding or fucking burial insurance. Asking me for A and B life insurance, health insurance. You know? Next year's asking me, I'm going to remember the AARP, motherfucker.
I'm just going to point out that this is what I mean by when you're off the recording time and we can speak freely.
We can speak freely.
Part of the recording.
I don't care. You say what you want on my show.
Like, we can swear up a storm and stuff like that. Like, you know,
you
I read my
live.
Show as a PG-13 to allow some swearing.
Fuck
but I'm
that.
Telling
Mine's
you,
X,
once
triple
we're
X
past
rated.
Recording time, it's like,
yep.
I am a fucking, both of my grandfathers were sailors, okay? Like, I have a natural ability for swearing. And, like, it's oftentimes when I know I'm not recorded anymore that I'm like, fuck this, cunt whore, bitch, please, you know, slut, fucking, you know, like, I'm, like, all over the place sometimes. And it's like, okay, because there's no recording of it.
I believe it doesn't matter, though. I believe in free will.
I swear up a goddamn storm now.
You could do it live on my show.
Exactly.
I don't care. I don't care what people say on my show. I don't. Just not longer insulting somebody, but I don't
care.
But
that's why I rate mine PG-13, because I feel like if I'm going to allow swearing and stuff on the show, then I've got to list my show as at least PG-13. You know, if you're a parent and you have your, you know, 5-year-old
sure
next to you and
you
you're
sure
listening to my show,
there.
We're
I'm
probably going
to
be
show.
Swearing and talking about adult subjects, and you might want to put them to bed first, you know?
That's why I'm on late. I don't do prime time. Fuck that. But you wouldn't want me on your show. I'm a nasty motherfucker when it gets down to it. I get pissed off, mad, and I don't care. I don't care, but I that's how my show's based. It's free will, man. Say what you want. Don't care. That's Gunslinger. We've been friends for fucking ever. And, you know,
well, that's why I rate my show. So that, you know, I mean, I don't like, personally, I don't like overuse of profanity. You know, profanity has its place. It emphasizes stuff like that. I am subject to it as well. You know,
well,
and
yeah,
yet there's
I get
a,
that.
You know, like a, you know, it's being civil not to overuse it. Like, if you can't have a sentence where 7 out of the 12 words are swear words, then maybe you need to rethink your message, you know, because
okay.
Nobody's going to hear your message
I will
when
do one out of
75%
three. No
of it is swear words kind of
I'm
a
only
thing.
Doing
like,
one out of
gotta
three,
have a fucking,
Laurie.
Like,
one out of three,
yeah.
God damn it. I ain't doing more than one out of three,
okay.
So
sorry,
fuck it.
I'll shut up.
Okay, good,
so
fuck,
I can hear you.
What the hell, fuck. And okay, come fuck, and just fuck.
Just fuck it,
yeah.
You know, just fuck it.
Just fuck it.
Fucking
fuck
this, fucking that. Yeah, fuck
yeah,
is actually
shit,
my favorite
needs
swear word.
Fuck it.
And I know you've seen the video. If you look up on YouTube, the versatility of the word fuck, the video. I know you know what I mean.
I think I've seen it. I think I have seen
the versatility
it.
Of the word
yep.
Fuck.
It can get anywhere. Yeah, I think I have seen that. Yep.
Oh, yeah.
It's an oldie but goodie, and if you're not familiar with it or you don't remember, go to YouTube, look up the versatility of the word fuck, and you will find it. It is the most versatile word in the English language.
It's just like the word violence. You mean, oh, you shouldn't use violence. Well, yeah, it does work at sometimes. Sometimes it does work. Violence does work. So what did the Founding Fathers use? Did they not use violence? Guns? What comes out of the end of a gun? Violence.
Exactly.
There you go.
But they only did it when they had no other recourse. You know, they were being ignored. They were not being heard. And so they only resorted to violence as a last resort.
Well, that's what, you know, that's what you do when you carry a gun. That's your last resort. I carry every day. I carry a .357 Magnum Dan Wesson.
Exactly.
And that
are you carrying every day because you actually want to shoot and kill somebody? Fuck no. You know, you're carrying because you want to defend yourself against somebody that does want to kill you.
Clips on this, the word fuck here. The one you're talking about, I found it. But here's another. I'm going to play
the versatility here of the word fuck. Yeah, it's awesome.
This is another one, though. This is different. Let's check this one out.
Hi, everyone. Before we get started, Frank has something important to say.
If you are a person who is easily offended, don't watch this video. In other words, if you don't like hearing swear words, just fuck off right now.
Thanks, Frank. Yes, as you could see from the title, this video is all about the word fuck. If that bothers you, this video is probably not for you. The word fuck is generally considered one of the most vulgar words in the English language. The only swear words which are usually considered stronger are cunt, also known as the C word, and motherfucker. And the latter, of course, has the word fuck in it.
You,
motherfucker,
you.
Is my favorite. This is funny stuff. All right, we're continuing.
You motherfucker, fucker, you motherfucker.
You motherfucker. All right, play, motherfucker.